Hey, KFC Radio listeners, you can find every episode of KFC Radio on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Hey, real quick, are we all gay?
That's what happens on this show pretty frequently. Are you ready? It's another edition of KFC Radio on the Barstool Sports Network. Make sure if you're watching on YouTube, you drop a comment below.
Also, go buy tickets to Philly and Chicago. I got an itchy butthole today.
Like off the top like that, dude?
Dude, I wanted to set the tone. I wanted to come out hit someone in the mouth. Let everyone know.
Everyone has a plan until you get punched in the mouth.
Let everyone know what kind of day it's going to be today.
And all of a sudden he tells you about an itchy asshole.
Dude, I was walking to work today.
You know what's bad? I'm thinking about my own now. I'm like, wait a minute, how am I doing?
I was like doing stretches on
the stomach. Now I'm literally uncomfortable. It's making me like, I have like a stomach, like a,
Better than an itchy butthole, bro.
Dude, ugh. It feels good when you get it though, right?
Yeah, but it just comes right back. It's, I think I got a mosquito bite on
it. Yo, you know what's wild? Does it, if I'm somewhere, I sleep out, I don't have like clean clothes, if I don't take a shower, I put on like yesterday's boxers, why does everything get itchy?
That's what it was. That's what I did yesterday.
You put on yesterday's boxers?
So I know I fucking came home. I came to work, had an interview, went home, worked out, showered, went to go meet my buddy for a Celtics game, but I put on the same clothes I wore to work.
Yes.
So I put on...
But what is
I was only wearing those underpants for like 2 hours. It felt like a waste to just put them right in the laundry.
I totally
so
feel
I put them on,
that.
And guess who's got an infected butthole today?
Guess who it is? It's John.
Dude,
but what is that?
I'm
why
is...
I'm
in the corner of the
seat today. Why... Ah! Jackie's gonna quit, man. Jackie's an intellectual now. She's talking about Ben like Franklin. She can't do itchy asshole talk.
That Emily Ratajkowski like Photoshop.
Yeah,
she's sitting on the fire hydrant.
But I just don't get why. Like, it's not like the boxers are like, you know, filthy or whatever. Like, why does what happens to the fabric that it just jumps to your body and makes you all itchy?
I don't know, man.
But it does. It's
does.
Weird. You put on.
It does.
You put on like even just worn clothes, not even like dirty clothes. But just you wore them yesterday. And you're gonna be itchy all over. I got the fucking I'm itchy all from that. Fuck. God damn you, John. Go buy tickets to Philly. I swear to fucking God, if we don't sell out, we'll still do the show, and then I'm gonna come and I'm gonna blow up the fucking city.
Oh no, I might. If it doesn't sell out, I might bribe Bert to do like be like, hey, make the trip this weekend.
Oh, that'd be great. That'd be great. Make all you motherfuckers pay. Yeah, everybody who does buy tickets, you're gonna get a fucking show.
I actually still haven't made the call. I have to make a call. We might have a very special guest. You might get a double show.
Ooh.
We've talked about this.
I think
we say this every time I say that.
Yeah. You could get a special show. Yeah. But buy your tickets. It's going to be a good show anyway. We know exactly what we're doing now. The live shows are all awesome. We're going to be at the Fillmore in May 19th. Someone said to me, it's a Thursday night. That's why. What the fuck? It's a one-hour show on a Thursday night. It's not like it's a fucking like 5 hour concert.
You'll be home. You don't even have to.
You'll
get
be done by like 9 o'clock.
Just leave the kids there.
Yeah,
they'll be
you
fine.
Can legitimately leave Dude. Your kids in front of the iPad, run to our show, watch it for like 1 hour and 15, get back home. They'll still be watching the same fucking YouTube.
If you want to waste money on a babysitter, I'll reimburse you. But you don't just fucking put some food in the dog bowl, fucking put the TV on, come to the show. You'll be right back. It's
Love
fucking
it.
Easy.
Buy the fucking tickets. Leave a comment below. Last time I had you comment who had better hair, Jackie or Feidelberg. I think Feidelberg won that one.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
Jackie, that's because Jackie, you know, you look like a nice brunette, though.
I mean.
You know what it is? Can I tell you what it is?
What is it?
I don't want to. This might be a rude thing to say. I don't know the rules. You got to, if you want to be blonde, you got to bleach your eyebrows, too.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Well, then you're not going to be blonde.
Why would that be rude?
Honestly,
I don't know.
Though,
I don't want to talk about
picture,
anybody's appearance.
The picture of me photoshopped onto Ben Franklin, where we both have the same brown hair, like his haircut, I was kind of like, that looks good on me.
Yeah, you look great as a brunette.
I should just go back to being a brunette.
If you don't do the eyebrows, no one's ever going to think you're blonde.
No,
take you seriously.
Thick eyebrows.
That's what blondes have.
Why am I taking like advice from?
I don't know. Why would you take advice from anybody?
People do.
Why would you take advice from straight guys on what it takes to look like a pretty girl?
Yeah.
I'm fucking telling you.
Listen, we are two straight white men. We're dealing out a lot of advice for ladies these days. And
I'll tell you what.
You want to catch some about the hair? I'll tune you up on that too if you want. Oh, I did think about coming out as pro-life recently.
For any reason?
Just so all the ladies in my past could be like, oh yeah, well what about this time? And I go, told you I fuck! And they go, but seriously, let women make decisions about their own bodies.
I was dancing around it today on the radio. I was like, I don't wanna talk about this, but like, what guy? And I'm pausing in my head because I'm like, I don't know what I can and can't say, but here I can definitely say it. It's like, what guy wouldn't want the option to have an abortion?
Yeah, bro, I am pro-choice.
Like, you are. I am pro-death. I'm like, kill them.
Whoops. I already caught two.
This is what I mean. I can't get going. Like, when you're a kid, bro. When you're a kid and having sex, when you don't want to have any kids and you're an adult, when you if you don't have the money, like all these reasons, I love knowing that there's a safety net of like, well, we know what's gonna happen if this happens, right?
Dude, I thought that it was, I thought, we'll be brief with this.
That's what I said last time, and I wasn't, but let's be brief.
I thought that.
I already said I'm pro-death, so.
I saw Time tweet out like an article last night. It was like, these are the states where like abortions become immediately illegal. And I thought it was going to be like the two. I thought it was going to be like Texas,
no,
and Florida.
It's 50,
like all of them.
It's 50-50.
It's crazy.
It's like 25 and 25. It's like, wild.
It was. I thought it was just going to be Texas and Florida, like the Anos.
No.
It's America a lot. Name only, where it's like, yeah, not really. We don't blame you.
Right.
But no, it's everywhere. Jack, I'm going to give you some more advice right now. I always think back in situations like this. I think back to an old blog we wrote way back in the day, early Barstool. I believe it was in Nicaragua. I could have the town mistaken. And the ladies said, if we do not get a highway to town,
fuck you.
We are done fucking.
Yep. And they got a fucking highway.
It might be that highway got made quick, fast.
Yeah. If we can't get rid of babies, you ain't making them anymore.
Yeah. Like, all right,
Guess what? You'll get that abortion real quick.
And I agree. It's probably pretty difficult to hold out, and it's probably it shouldn't fall on you, but it seems like it's going to.
I was gonna say it's up to you. Sorry.
And I think I think it was Nicaragua. I'm gonna see if we can find it.
It was somewhere in South America.
Yeah,
or Central America. I know. Yeah, no, it was. It like the power of the pussy is the thing for a reason. Wield it. Use that power.
Or like somebody fucks. All the Congress people gets them all. I don't even think that their shit works anymore.
Right.
But I think
but
that
it's
we
like,
need...
guess what? Now you're going to have a child with me.
Yeah.
And those, and then, you know what those people do?
Oh, that's
they get abortions.
Yeah.
Those are the same people who like are against gay marriage, but they're sucking dick behind closed doors.
But I doubt that they even have a swimmer or whatever that works. Like, yeah, they're fucking old.
Jackie gets hot about abortions.
I really.
Yesterday, someone in this room said, don't you not want to have to use condoms? Who do you think it was?
The gay one.
No,
Oh, don't you not want to use condoms?
Yeah, she was like, it's so much better without condoms.
Just don't get it.
You said not use condoms. Did you think I thought?
You think this guy gives a shit about abortion?
Yeah.
Did you think I said don't use condoms?
I was thinking more of the other A word.
Yeah.
The other life-ruining A-word. Well, the abortion doesn't ruin life. The abortion
saves lives.
The
well, it kills lives, but it saves lives.
Yeah.
It's your life that gets saved.
Right.
The baby's life.
If it's me or you, it's going to be you every time.
It's the baby's life that gets snuffed out right away.
One of us are dying. I have bills. You don't.
I love this show. All right. We got Brendan Schaub on the show today. Monster episode appearance. He's like a third chair today. So we're going to jump into Am I the Asshole and voicemails, and then we'll get right to Brendan because it's like a two-hour episode where we chop it all up with
Wait,
him.
Real quick. This is another thing I thought of on the way to work today. What happened? I feel like there was a revolution in my life. I feel like I was around for it when doggy bags became a thing. Maybe I'm wrong, but I feel like...
Doggy bags like for leftovers?
No, for poops.
Okay.
And what happened before that?
You mean poop bags?
Poop bags.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, doggy poop bags.
You have a lot of... Your words are like just off these days. Johnny Popper, doggy bags, just off.
You know what I mean?
I think that did become a thing. I think somebody probably like monetized that shit.
So, but like I saw someone picking up the dog's poop today, and what happened before that? Before those bags?
People probably had to like, bring plastic bags, or they just didn't pick it up.
That's what like, was poop just everywhere.
I bet you people didn't pick it up, and then they and then someone was like, you know, we need to fix this problem. How can we do it? Well, if we give everyone in the world these fucking bags, what do you do with them?
So were dogs not as prevalent as they are now, or was there just poop all over the place?
Just poop all over the place.
That's crazy.
I don't know. I really, that's a good question. Maybe you know when they say curb your dog, doesn't that mean like have him shit and piss on like?
No, I think it means to leave him outside.
Leave him outside. I thought that was
I think
so. Because the picture always just kind of has him.
I think he's just got him on a leash, right?
And that just means like leave them on.
I think it means like you
like,
can't bring
don't
him inside.
Bring him inside. Yeah. Oh, okay. I thought that had something to do with like
I think
don't
so.
Shit
I don't,
in the middle
know
of the fucking
sure.
sidewalk. Otherwise, yeah, I feel like because listen, if I don't have a bag, like I don't know. Oh, sorry.
Curb your dog means to prevent them from peeing or pooping on your neighbor's lawn.
Okay, so it did have something to do with that.
That's weird. I see that all the time.
I see that also where there's not lawns.
Yeah.
But whatever. If I don't have a bag or something picked up, that shit's staying on the floor. I'm sorry. And I know that's rude or whatever, but it's just fucking standing.
Yeah.
Same way that if I bring you a bottle of liquor,
do,
I'm taking it back.
When they do a double shit, it's like, what the fuck
yeah,
was that?
I only had one. I'm not taking my socks off. I'm not doing any of that ridiculous shit. There's just referral.
You take the socks off?
Yeah.
That's crazy, Tom.
Yeah.
That's
come on. It's like, just leave the poop on the ground. It's going to rain soon. It'll be
fine. I walk by human feces all the time. I'm like,
well, yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't know. I don't have a problem about leaving
the.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that
yeah,
dog poop is.
That's the least of the
yeah,
problem.
It's not, it's
human
not
shit
an
everywhere.
Issue.
Yeah. Yeah.
Walking the streets of New York is like walking Johnny Depp's bedroom.
Got him!
That was so bad. I hated that. Cut that.
I think Johnny Depp rested. I think the defense rested. I don't know how long it takes for them to. If he doesn't win. When he wins, the Me Too 2 movement's having a big party. And when he loses, we're rioting. I don't know about the abortion shit, but we're rioting for Johnny Depp in his dude. Name. I want him to some dude at Stu Feiner's party had a great idea. If he wins, he should do like he should stand up in the courtroom and be like, "This you'll remember this as the time you almost caught Johnny Depp."
Yeah.
Whatever his line is, for Pirates of the Caribbean and walk out with that smirk.
Dude,
the way he's been laughing and smirking in this
he's
in this
coming
thing,
coming out.
It's great because he knows win or lose, he's won.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And if he wins, then he's really won. But already he's proven she sucks. I'm cool. She's the bitch. I'm not. We had some problems, but it's her fault.
That like there's the clip of her like complaining about like that they used to play guitar. Like she's like, I don't want to hang around old men playing guitar. It's like that's awesome.
Yeah, for real. Like, and then like then don't date. Guess what? Then don't date an old guy who plays the guitar. Like I don't want to date a drug addict movie star who plays guitar. I'm married to Johnny Depp. Come on, yo. By the way, did you know? Amber Heard, Elon Musk, and Cara Delevingne had a threesome?
I did not. I know she dated
crazy.
Elon Musk, but I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, you know that Cara girl with the big eyebrows?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They had a threesome. I cannot imagine Elon Musk fucking, let alone fucking Amber Heard, because you know she's a freaky deek, let alone a threesome.
Is she a freaky deek? Dude, I don't know. I don't
think that the reason why there was even, that he even continued to tolerate this?
Ah, good point.
Come on.
I'm sold. Okay.
I can't. Come on, man. That's like the last 10 years for us. God, I was disappointed. Of course that's what it was. She must have been, Elon must have been like, the reason why Elon's like such a fucking robot, like he lived, like he got a taste of humanity with Amber Heard. Like this is what humans do, this is sex, I'm out. I'm going to go be an android, this is too scary. All right, am I the asshole today?
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Am I the asshole for telling my boyfriend about an ex that had to get penis size reduction surgery? Yep! That is just an unnecessary thing
what
that does not need to be talked about.
Was
next!
That,
next!
Dude.
Next!
Bro, that's a fucking thing? What the fuck? Bro, that's how little my dick is. I didn't know that was a surgery.
Didn't even ever enter my brain
30,
as a thing I might
33
need.
33 years, that's never fucking crossed my brow.
I can't even fathom sitting there with your girlfriend.
Bro,
and she's like,
what,
hey,
dude?
Hey, you remember Jeremy, that guy used to date? He got penis reduction surgery. Thank you so much.
Bro, bro,
thank you very much, Miss Lippy.
People went to medical school and like, dude, you have to have surgery. You,
it was probably a doctor with a huge dick who was like, I gotta do this myself.
People saw him in the street. That's like, dude, if I was this guy, I'd SWAT that guy.
Yeah,
I don't know. I don't know why. It just feels like it feels
because
like
because that's the only thing you can do to like ruin him.
He's got a fucking weapon of mass destruction and he uses it on my girlfriend. Go fucking kill him.
Let's see. Man. My boyfriend and I started watching Westworld together, and there's a lot of male frontal nudity. If you have seen it, you'll know that there's one penis in particular that's very shocking. I don't really remember that, but I'm
I only
sure.
watched the first. No, actually, I watched all of them. I forgot about that. I watched it during the pandemic. Did. I did that show with Ken Jack
insane.
And Jeff T. Lowe. It was the worst
show
ever. Every
that
day.
That was the worst show about the worst show
I dreaded that. Yeah, it was like, I got to talk about this stupid-ass, terrible fucking show.
My boyfriend and I had a conversation about how hard it is for that guy to get laid, considering the fact that he has a giant penis, during which the topic of penis reduction was mentioned. My boyfriend was in disbelief at the idea of a penis reduction and said that no man would willingly get that. That's what we're saying. Like, it's not even a thing. So
I'm
my immediate reaction...
I'm not saying I wouldn't get it. I'm saying it's not necessary.
It's not necessary for us. So my immediate reaction was to bring up someone I know who undergone a penis reduction. I told him that my ex-boyfriend had one nearing the end of our relationship. I told him that the procedure was probably more common than he thinks. To this, his entire demeanor changed,
lady.
And he said he was tired and went home. I was confused until the next morning. I went over to bring him breakfast, and he told me that what I told him was not something he ever needed to be said. He said it was being inconsiderate and trying to make him feel emasculated. I was still confused. He clarified that telling me that I was with someone who needed a penis reduction is just incredibly awful of me and rude. I told him it was just talking about the topic that he had questioned. He didn't care, and he kicked me out. I feel like I've done nothing wrong. He's just being insecure. He's being insecure.
For sure.
But this is not like a reasonable...
Yeah, very like, reasonable. Listen, I couldn't find the word.
It shouldn't be insecure. It is silly. But in reality, it's a thing. It's just like big dicks are a thing. Girls can say size doesn't matter. Yet when they see one, they fucking light up. It's just a thing, right? So we don't want to hear about a guy who had a fucking inhumane cock that needed to be physically, surgically reduced.
Dude, what the fuck?
Like, come on.
That is like,
that
nuts.
That's like if
what do you
I,
even do? Because, like, I feel like maybe I don't have a great understanding of the penis, but, like with a tit, you just scoop out some fat, right? Tits are just fat.
You gotta chop tubes.
But, like, there's a lot of shit in here.
I mean, bro, they can grow an arm on a dick, as we know he can. You can do anything.
Yeah, right? They can grow an arm on a dick. On this guy's dick, maybe, but...
You'd have to chop out like a middle section and then put the two together and reconnect all the tubes and everything. You probably have a big scar right around the middle. But you could do that where the color changes. You know, you put the scar right there and it kind of looks normal. I mean, this would just be like, I don't know, the equivalent of talking about your ex-girlfriend who's got like a fat ass and
I wouldn't
a perfect
say,
pussy and a deep throat and I don't know. All
I guess
things
deep throat would be something there. I was going to say like, you're like, we used to fuck wild.
Right.
Like,
right.
We weren't even fucking. We were fighting.
Exactly.
And, like, we just had our genitals in each other.
If there was like a movie where someone had crazy
Mr.
sex.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
Yeah, and they were like, that's not real. And you were like, oh, I used to do that all the time with Jessica. Like, we used to break windows. We used to set things on fire. we had women and children calling the police. Like, it was crazy.
Yeah,
it
you'd be like, I didn't even know that. Like, yeah, no fucking shit you didn't.
Right, you don't know for a fucking reason. Come on, I mean, that's just as basic as it gets.
And even that has more of a reason to be brought up because that could at least be inspirational. That could be a pep talk.
Right, right.
I can't make my dick grow.
There's nothing
Trust me. I've tried.
Yeah. I've tied things to it. I've stretched it. I've fluffed it. I beat it a little bit.
I just stared at it for hours. Like, come on, you motherfucker.
I'm casting spells. Doing some Harry Potter. Wingardium Leviosa. It ain't happening, man. It ain't fucking happening.
Fucking tied it to a truck. Had my buddy drive.
All right. One more, and then we'll do voicemails.
Dude, I mean, I have worms.
What does that mean?
Do you ever see how the dog drags its butt across the ground?
Yeah. Oh, that's
I think because they got worms.
You're wearing dirty boxers. You don't have
no,
worms.
I'm not wearing dirty boxers. I'm wearing clean boxers.
Now you are?
Yeah, no,
did
I wore those last night. I put them on. I didn't exercise in them. I just wore them to work,
maybe
and I put
worms.
Them on last night. I've showered and put on new boxers.
Okay. Okay. I'm really fucking done, dude. Am I the asshole for buying my girlfriend a blender instead of the necklace she wanted on our anniversary? This happened last month, but my best friend is still giving me shit about it. I asked what she wanted. She told me something romantic, a little necklace or something cute. While browsing Amazon, I found an emulsion blender and pinged it in my head. My girlfriend loves cooking, always talks about the gadgets she wants. Plus, she made homemade tomato sauce, and I remember her complaining how hard it was to make a smooth sauce because she didn't have an emulsion blender. The day rolls around. She gives me a little bottle of whiskey I've had on my eyes on for ages, but I couldn't justify the cost. I was so hyped and encouraged my girlfriend to open hers. She opened it up, and her face kind of goes, oh, an emulsion blender. And I told her I remembered her talking about the kitchen gadget she wanted and was so excited to give it to her. She kept her cool, but she told me while she appreciates the thought, she was a little upset that it wasn't jewelry. I was confused. I explained that she felt anniversaries should be more romantic/sentimental versus a practical gift. It was nothing fancy. A $30 mushroom necklace is what she wanted. But am I the asshole? I mean...
What did you get? You got her a blender. Did.
But here's the thing.
She wanted it.
But she said, get me this necklace for my anniversary.
Oh, I didn't
just get
part.
The necklace for the anniversary.
Yeah, that's crazy time.
But
$30 necklace?
I will say, almost every other time you get a girl a gift that she like had said a while ago, like, oh, I need one of those, and you remembered and you like took a mental note and then you got it. And she, like, if you got me a blender, I'd be like, throw it in the garbage. Like, yeah. It's too fine. Like, I don't fucking need this. But if a girl who cooks...
That's going to sit with you for a while, huh?
A girl who cooks and makes sauce and says, oh, I wish I had an emulsion blender, and then you get it one day, like, that's usually a good gift.
Yeah.
But when a girl says, get me this, don't get cute with it, just fucking get her that.
It is the... My dad does that. My dad... Dude, if people knew what my dad gets my mom for gifts, like, they'd call, like, I don't know, they'd make us think about it. Because he gets my mother...
Oh, he gets her, like, exercise shoes.
The most
right?
sexist gifts right, you right. can imagine. But like, they're truly what she wants.
Right.
Like, she, like...
It's like, get skinny, cook me food.
It's yeah. like a fucking... It's like a little girl who wants, like, Barbies. It's like, it's just... Like, I know right. that, like, I want to wear pink. Like, why are you dressing in pink all the time? Like, she likes fucking pink. Right. I don't know what to tell you. It is...
If she wants
my mom's like, I want a vacuum, and I want an exercise bike. My dad's like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, he's aware of it. He's like, don't tell anyone I got you this stuff. I'll just say it in a podcast.
If you're opening up the wrapping and it's a fucking vacuum,
he
Dyson.
Makes her open it in the basement.
Yeah,
like, just, don't bring this up.
All right, let's get to our voicemails. Voicemails today are brought to
that
you.
Is, by the way, that is, and maybe it's just it's older age. That is when you remember something that someone wanted and you get it for them, and then they're like, "Holy shit." That is actually better than getting a present.
It is.
Like,
it is.
They say, like, you know, giving a good gift is better. Yeah.
It's like, that's fucking way. Nailed it.
Bro, I hate getting presents. I think we talked about that this Christmas. Where I was like, I got a Christmas present when I went home this weekend. I got a Christmas present from my aunt. Socks. Like, not nice socks. Just a pair socks. Of socks that like, she clearly grabbed at Marshall's.
And she said,
I was like, stop getting me presents. Yeah. I'm a 33-year-old man right. who makes his own money, and I don't need any more socks. Thank you very much. I like socks. I got,
but I just don't need it right now.
I just don't need a pair of thick wool socks in June, whatever month it is. May, March. What month? May.
All right. Voicemails are brought to you by 3Chi. Get your 3Chi. It's a Delta 8 extract, which means it's.
Wait, that's how it's pronounced? I thought it was 3Chi.
3Chi. 3Chi. 3Chi is a Delta 8 extract with all the THC you need to get high, get that euphoria, get the tingles, make sure that you can sleep, make sure that you're not in chronic pain, help with your chronic anxiety, and it's all legal, it's all safe, you can get it delivered right to your house, right from the internet, you don't have to worry about a dispensary, you don't have to worry about a prescription, you don't have to worry about how much is in each, everything is labeled with their milligrams. I suggest you use their serving size, do the half a gummy. Don't try anymore. Do the only, like, one bite of the edibles because it is strong and it gets the job done. Whether you do the vapes, the edibles, the gummies, the tinctures, or the drink mixes, it has enough THC to make sure that you have a good night and get a good night's sleep. So go to 3chi.com. Use promo code STOOL5, I believe. 3Chi. Use promo code STOOL5 and you get a 5% discount.
What's up, KFC Fights? Everybody behind the camera. This is kind of less of a question than more just a story, but I remember last week KFC was talking about when he walked in on his grandma just dead in the house, and it kind of reminded me a close family friend of ours works for a funeral home, and he would sometimes have to go and pick up bodies that had died. And if you're going to a funeral home or something like that, or someone dies in their sleep, then they all come in suits, and they take the body, and they leave a rose on the bed, and they make it look all nice and try to be respectful. But sometimes they don't die in their sleep. And he told me a couple stories, and I'll just share a couple. One, he said they walked in. They had gotten a call that an old woman had passed away in her house. So they walk in, and she's face down in just a pool of blood. And what had happened was she had just face planted, hit her nose, and it just kind of gushed out. So they had to, like, in their suits, pick up this woman and get her into the hearse all bloody. The other time, they said that one guy had gone alone to get this woman, and she had died in her bathtub, and she was easily 300 pounds, and there were just, like, she had been there for days. There were maggots all over the place, and he had to just, again, in his nice suit, scoop this woman up, get her onto a gurney of some kind, and get her into the hearse.
That's a job I'm quitting right then and there.
1,000%.
I know that these things are usually like family-owned businesses. Yeah. That family-owned business stops with me right then and there. There is not a paycheck you can give me, a legacy that we can have, a reason that you can give me where my job will be to lift a 300-pound dead woman covered in maggots. That's it. I'm out. Dude. Maybe even the dead woman in the pool of blood, too.
I'd be like, there's no better time in America to be an employee right now or to be someone job hunting. I'll fucking see you later.
The job market's booming.
Dude,
the dead woman with the nose, I would grab her by the ankles and just like pull her out, maybe. Just leave the blood everywhere. The dead maggot woman, she ain't getting touched, bro.
I would quit that job. Quit a job once because they had me go two stories high on a ladder. And I was like, fuck this. I don't know how to use ladders. That's true. Ladders are a lot harder than you think.
Ladders are scary.
Ladders are scary. It's actually the third story. But I was like, scary. You want me to go up there and paint? I got up there.
Yeah, get up there, and then you have to like move and shit. No.
I did like two strokes. I was like, all right, guys, I'm out.
I'll take that rose. Like, here you go. Here's a flower for your troubles. See you later. There's another funeral home down the block.
Bro, I forget when we talked about certain stuff. I know we talked about morticians on the YouTube live. So maybe that people haven't listened. No, people listen haven't seen that. The people who live in
funeral homes.
In funeral homes are fucking psychopaths.
Yeah, no, they're terrifying.
You families are all fucking nuts.
No, they're all like haunted and ready to fucking.
It's crazy. You fucking. Who was it? Was telling a story about like that they
do it for like the money or so, or like, they do it for like
so
like,
they can be on
ready
call.
So they can get there right away. It's like you can leave.
You can go like yo, that woman's been there for 3 days. She can handle it fucking a few more hours. Exactly. Fucking crazy town.
Two more minutes while I go from my regular house. It's 2 blocks away. Fucking lunatics.
Dude, that was it. I also don't remember when we said talking about your dead grandmother and then when my grandmother died and they were like I was when I was living in Boston and my grandparents had an apartment in Boston and my dad called me and he's like, hey, you know, your grandmother died. You might want to head over there. And I was like, all right, fine. So it was like a Saturday morning. I was hungover as shit. And I get to the apartment. My grandfather opened the door and was like, she's
dead.
She's in the other room if you want to go see her.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
right?
Oh, she's dead. He's like, she is.
Yeah,
like,
why would I want to see her?
Dude, I am way too hungover to see a dead body right now. I'm gonna go over to the living room, and if you guys have any beers, that'd be great. You guys.
I love it.
But the... Fuck, there was something I was going to say. I don't know. I'd just be a bartender. That's what I'd do. I'd do exactly what I'm going to do when you smarten up and start doing your own show instead of this one. I'm like, I'll just go be a bartender now.
That's my skills. That's my skill set.
That's what's happening. Like, that's what one day, before I'm 40, I'll be a bartender.
Next up.
Hey, guys. What's up? I'm going to keep this quick, but I just got a question for you guys. A couple weeks ago, I was watching the UFC Petr Yan versus Aljamain Sterling card. Watching with a bunch of my buddies, and my one friend had quite the jacked up moment, if I can say so.
I respect this.
During one of the fights, there two guys were on the ground. One of them was beating the shit out of the other guy, who was just feeding it to him. And she looked at me and she asked, "Why does that one guy just let him hit him like that? Why doesn't he get out and like get on top or do something else?" And I looked at her with just contempt and confusion, like, "What the fuck are you talking about?" You know, just one of those questions where you're like, "Yeah, I think they would if they could." But anyways, question is, besides hanging out with Jackie, What was the moment where you guys were watching sports and someone gave you a question that just made absolutely no sense?
I mean, so many times. I mean, but we say it all the time too. There are things. It's like in football, just run the 2-minute drill, or like just stop running it right up the middle, or sometimes it does.
Yeah,
just look like,
yeah, dude, football. That like just do that every time. Yeah. Like we still don't get that. Yeah. Just
but,
score
but
every
UFC
time.
UFC is funny. Like, but sometimes there are, I am like, stop letting that guy punch you in the face. Like, run away. Run like turn around and run. Run the other way. Climb the walls. Do whatever it takes. But yeah, that's why I'm not a UFC fighter.
I don't know. I'm sure I have them all the time too, like we just said. I think one of the great disservices the American educational system does is that they beat into you. There's no such thing as a stupid question.
There are many dumb questions.
Dude, it's like more every often teacher than not, I ever had was like, no, there's no such thing as a bad question. There absolutely is. And I'm lucky enough to have ignored all those teachers, like I did in most cases, but in particular this one, where I just don't ask questions ever.
No,
just
if asking a question is admitting you're dumb. Don't ever admit to people you're dumb.
It's better to stay dumb than get educated.
Also, just fucking Google it. Yeah. Just do it on your own, and you don't have to admit to someone that you're dumb.
Dude, I'm silently dumb.
My sister once asked me, what animal do potatoes come from? She could have just Googled that, and I wouldn't be making fun of her for the rest of her life. You know? That's a dumb fucking question. It's a dumb fucking question, girl.
I guess shoot. I mean, that's not a question. That's a demand. But shoot, when people yell that at hockey games, that's a bad one.
Also, when I'm like, just throw strikes. It's like, I think he's trying. But that's just like, you suck.
It's not
like you're thinking wrong. It's like, you're not good.
I don't know. I mean, that's obviously one of those.
This is a good one. Tweet at us. Tweet at KFC Radio. What are the stupidest sports critiques or criticisms or demands from fans?
The hockey one, that's always one. That's the clearest dichotomy between like someone who knows what they're talking about and what they don't. Yeah. Is when people who yell shoot,
they don't know what
they're literally talking. The exact opposite when you're like, oh, they're showing. And then when someone says the word patience. Someone says the word patience in hockey.
That's a hockey fan.
That's the one who knows what they're talking
about. Because like, wait for the right
shot. He showed great patience there.
Because everybody just wants to fucking rip it. Yeah. All right, last voicemail.
Hey, what's up, you guys? Trey got here. We're looking at Survey Kid. I was just listening to Tuesday's episode.
He's always kind of whispering.
Something that I need to get off my chest. Going like along the lines of the guy that called in about the Arbor Day Grinch. Another stupid-ass holidays of that nature. So I work at Gamble Pavilion. Shout out UConn. And there's a billboard in Gamble that says something to the effect of December is National Personal Trainers Month. Be sure to thank your personal trainer. And every time I pass by, I think to myself, there's only 12 of those motherfuckers, and you think you deserve a whole ass month? You think that the PT community is on the same level
you know
of
what we should do?
Attention as gay people and black people?
Whoa, okay.
No, I like that. Let the man speak.
Those guys that get their wrists taped, their ankles taped in like 0.5 seconds, the people that do that, they deserve a whole month, but I know that is not in all of their bags, so
don't
try me with that bullshit that PTs deserve a 12th of every single year. You're crazy. So my question is, what is another holiday or holiday month along those lines where it's like, hey, I'm never going to hate on another brother's heat check, but that's a lie. I am going to hate on your cheat heat check when your community is obscure as physical
I love this
trainers.
Kid. I fucking love it.
8% of all days ever.
I think we should
So anyways,
it's like, it's early in May. It already started, but should the month of May be like National Podcaster Month?
Sure. It's also Masturbation Month, so it makes sense.
Perfect.
Yeah, yeah.
So, please.
One of the first blogs I wrote for Barstool. May is Masturbation Month. Happy Masturbation Month.
It's also the highest month of suicide, so.
It all checks out. Yeah. Here, so. Dude, speaking of that, I was saying the other day where I was like, I'm in a good mood today. I don't know if you guys can tell. Just a big fan of Itchy Buttholes. And this is the first time I've been in a good mood in a little while. And I was saying to someone, I think my mom or my dad, and I was like, yeah, I've just been down for like, I don't know, like last 3-4 weeks. And then I was like, that's such a long time to be like, I had a
bad
day.
Some people say I had a bad day.
I was like,
you said I had a bad month.
When he said 1/12 of the year, I was like, yeah, well, okay, that was 1/12 of the year.
A whole chunk of your year you spent depressed, bro.
And there'll be more to come, but just like when you just like, yeah, I just had a down 3-4 weeks.
Most people are like running to a facility. You're just like, hey, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I had a bad night. I had a bad month. But no, May will be National Podcaster Month. So thank a podcaster. Where there's not enough of us out there, and we all do a great service to you. So make sure you.
We're
thank
on in the background yeah. while you scream at fucking traffic.
Yeah, basically. So thank a podcaster, okay?
All right. The fuck. There was something else I was gonna say though. I don't know, nothing. It's just national training. That's crazy. That's what I was gonna say. That's my big take.
Personal trainer.
Oh, thing. That's nuts.
Get the fuck out of here with that. All right, Brendan Schaub today on KFC Radio is brought to you by Movement. MVMT is an American watchmaker. You know the deal. They make the sunglasses. They make the regular eyeglasses for the blue light. They have the watches with the leather bands.
Start at $95.
The metal bands. They start at $95. They go only up to $135. We actually mentioned them in Brendan Schaub's interview. It's so ubiquitous. They're so ingrained in
us. He drops his fucking promo code.
Yeah, no.
He also drops his promo code for therapy.
And that's
ours. That's fucking
us, too.
That's
our fucking territory. So, when it's us, you go to MVMT.com/KFC and you get up to because it's a special deal, you can get up to 40% off for Mother's Day. Usually it's 15% plus free shipping and free returns. This now is 40% off because you can get gifts for the women in your life too. So for the moms out there, it's a particularly tough time for them, if you know what I'm saying. So go to MVMT.com/KFC, get the watches, the accessories, the glasses, and everything they need to look sharp with 40% off. And you go to MVMT.com/KFC. It's Brendan Schaub on KFC Radio. Let's talk to him.
What's up with this whiskey, man?
You want some?
Rude boy, you're right.
Do I?
Do you want?
You know how many shows I've done? Let's fucking go, man.
The real good shit. We got the Boss Hog if you want it. This
is like Whistle Pig. That's yeah. Those are my boys.
You want some?
Let's do it, man.
Okay. Can you go grab some?
I was just walking here. Thinking about the Celtics games tonight, thinking about not drinking, going, you know what? I think I'm going to go no drinking weekdays all of May. And that lasted literally 26 minutes.
I'm proud of you. Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, no, I'm in.
This.
I don't need any swearing. I'm in.
No,
I'm good.
I never.
If it wasn't you, it would have been somebody else.
I never celebrate anything, so this kind of tour is a celebration.
No, we got to celebrate.
Yeah,
we
come on. The special, that's why I'm here, man.
We're going to get some good glasses.
I haven't seen you guys in forever.
I
you got you know, new, the new digs here.
Yeah,
dude.
He's like, oh, you guys got a green room, and I was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit, you were at the old one.
That was the
Which
old
I
one.
Thank
you never
you,
came here.
You came through when we were still on the come up.
Old
you were,
school,
you know,
man.
You
I've
were
always
a big deal
supported
to
you guys.
Then now, it's
yeah,
like,
now you guys like, I guess we'll fit you in.
No, but yeah, you saw the he goes. It was a lot like a frat house of guys trying to make a media company. I was
yeah,
like,
that's what it was. That's what it was. Really, the whole time.
Fancy. Yeah, sure, buddy.
Any ice or no?
The Boss Hog?
Yeah, it's amazing.
You go grab the Mana Cube or two?
They surprised me in the green room in Austin with this. Those Whisper Pig guys are great.
Dude, they're the best.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, oh, you're good. You said ice or no ice?
Yeah, can you grab him a cube?
Yeah. Go grab
him. Listen, I know you guys are big. I'm not The Rock. But come on, man. Can I get some ice, for God's sakes?
I don't know. This shit is so good that you can sip
on
it. It is
nice. I just like a little ice myself. No, it's all good, dude. No, wipe on. No, let me wipe on these fucking tight jeans, man, which I didn't know aren't in New York.
Yeah, oh, big bag.
Yo, it's a big moment for guys like me. You had to run skinny jeans and tight shit. Now everyone's doing fucking floppy stuff. I'm like, let's go.
Let's
athleisure,
no.
Sweatpants,
no,
baggy
no,
shit.
No.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Yeah.
Lazy.
Yep.
Lazy.
Yeah. Thick boy, come on.
Thick boy, but thick boy in tight jeans, dude. I don't give a fuck what the fashion trend is. I refuse to give into it.
Dude, I said that. I think I started hearing about the baggy jeans, baggy stuff coming on. Like 3 years ago, and I was like, fucking fat chance. No
dude,
way.
Dude, the corduroy.
Now I wear pants that, like, if I jumped off a building, they'd like, catch air.
You have JNCOs on?
Yeah, basically, yeah.
He has a pair of corduroys that Pimp would be like, those are too much.
Yeah, I was wearing them
like,
yesterday. They're
like,
insane.
It looks like he took like a roll of corduroy and,
and
like, rolled it
that's
out.
That's saying
and
a lot.
It
that is because Pimp takes some fashion risks.
I love that, by the way, that green shit rocket there.
Dude, you know, you know what? Can I just do this? Is this going to be weird?
Yeah, no, bro, you doing
no,
this?
Yeah.
Things are different now, man.
Day.
You guys are different now. I don't know.
It's your
day. I'm going to get banned from this shit.
To the Gringo
Cheers,
Pop.
Fellas. Cheers, yeah. Appreciate you guys, man.
Unbelievable success, dude.
Yeah, I need to get more successful. It's never good. I knew Homeless Pimp was a big deal, but I mean, on the street, man. You know, people are like, hey, will you take a picture of us? I'm like, God damn, man. It's never good when your videographer is more famous than you. So that's why I need to do more press.
No, bro, you can't possibly do more work than you're doing, dude. You are, I mean, forget about, okay, the special and your own network.
Network,
right?
Yeah.
But before all that, you've got two podcasts, you got Fighter and the Kid. You got you do Below the Belt, which is now
Shop Show. Left Showtime.
You had the deal with Showtime for years. I mean, every food truck. I mean, every time I turn around, you got another show.
Yep, King.
You're one of the only people who does as much shit as we do, except we do a whole bunch of shit because we're like, we got to just keep grinding, content, keep trying to get there. They're all successful, you dick.
Yeah,
you're already
a
millionaire.
Dude.
Stop. Stop.
Yeah, it's all organic because like King the Sting in the Wing with Chris D'Elia and Theo Vaughn, mm-hmm. that's the big boy. We just went on Patreon. Two episodes are on Patreon now every month. Yeah, then the Thick Boy Network, that all started with, and you know this, is I was with Showtime for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they... This is no shade at all, but at the time they had no kind of footprint in the digital space, podcast, anything like that. So they literally built everything around me. They bought me my own studio in Santa Monica, and then they had the production team there. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then they didn't know much about podcasting, so they picked everything around me. And the next thing I know, they have their own show here, mm-hmm. here. I'm looking around, I'm like, oh damn, they
Wait
straight
a minute.
Up built a network.
Yeah.
So then when my contract was up, it's not like I wait till the day of where it's like, I'm out of here.
Yeah, yeah.
I told him probably a year before I was like, hey, man, you know, this is how much I can make on my own doing this.
Yeah.
So unless you could meet that and then also what it's going to grow into, I just got to go my separate way. And they're like, yeah, we don't have the budget for that. So they're like, thanks for your time.
Showtime doesn't have the budget.
Yeah.
You know, you're doing good, dude.
It was a good thing. At the time, I needed Showtime. I really did. You know, they were great. They were great to me. Still are.
Was that only for fight stuff or all your shit? Like comedy?
That was only
too,
fight
like,
stuff. So, but out of that studio, I'd run Fire and the Kid and King the Sting, my other stuff. But I had to pay rent because, you know, Showtime's not covering those. They had nothing to do with
them.
Got it. And then I started Food Truck, Flashback Fight Nights with them, and then the Shop Show, which was formerly known as Below the Belt. I started that under them, but I was smart with it where I created the show, but I owned everything. It was they produced it, but it was all in my name.
That's,
so when I left,
so clutch.
It all came with me.
So key.
That's smart. I don't think we did that.
Nope.
But that was a good
idea.
Yeah,
we will be starting from zero if we ever leave.
You starting from zero is scary, though, man.
You're goddamn right.
Bro.
You're goddamn
we were talking
right.
before you came in. We were just like, betting on yourself is not something I'm ever going to do because I don't have the confidence that you have. I don't have the facial hair that you have. That's facial hair that says, I'll bet on my fucking self.
I guess, dude. I don't really have a great beard. It looks like a printer ran out of ink and was like finishing the fucking... It's not a great beard. I have the worst beard in stand-up.
Nah. Oh, in stand-up maybe, but in podcasting... Sure. Yeah. In podcasting, I would have...
It
I
takes the cake.
I had a rough one for a while there.
As far as betting on yourself, though, I've always... I don't know if it's a confidence thing. Maybe I'm overconfident. I believe in
That's
myself and
my
work
thing,
ethic. It might be an athlete thing, but also like with the special, especially for a guy like me, like... You know, I'm a tough sell, especially when I first started. My first special was on Showtime, so I've gone that route. And then this one, I had offers from all the big dogs that you know. My team shot everything. Then I was like, hey, here it is, fully produced, they're edited. Here it is. We had offers from all the big boys. And I was like, man, for what I do, it's good to have that co-sign from those big networks, especially from my peers and the fans. Mm-hmm. But I need people, the most people possible to see
it. So it wouldn't have been able to be put out on YouTube if it went to one of those?
Correct.
Right.
You can't touch it.
That is the big,
so it's like, do you take the big upfront money and they own everything? Or I launch this new, you know, YouTube with Thick Boy and I put it on there and then drive everything. I'm, you know, Rogan, Logan Paul, Bert Kreischer, Are You Garbage Boys, Schultzy, KFC, Barstool. And I'm pushing Gary Vee. I'm pushing all that towards my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't own anything in Netflix or Amazon or, you know.
Unless the number is fucking out of this world.
Agreed.
Or if you need it. I don't think you're hurting right now. If you can afford to take that short-term hit, that's the move. Always is the
I think
move
in the long run.
Especially, like, I mean, it's not like, you know, it's already pushing like 500,000 views. You know what I mean? It's not like you're desperate for an audience. If you need them, if you need the money... Or if the number's crazy, go with it. But otherwise, I think if you know you can push your own views and get it out there and then get outside that bubble.
It's scary, though.
Because
you release it, you're like, man, that thing gets 100,000 views. People are like, oh, nobody watched that.
Right, right.
You look
like
an asshole. But also, the optics have changed a little bit because it used to be comics who couldn't get the okay from these big networks were like, go to YouTube, you know? Was the optics. Like, the bad comics are doing that.
Well, there is some
element. I don't say bad.
But there are some people who are like, I'm going to just take it to YouTube because, like, it's like, well, you have
that
to
was
take
the only
it to
option.
YouTube.
Yeah.
You didn't have
that was
offers.
The only option, Bubba. But there's guys like, you know, Shane Gillis and Mark Norman. They did
monster.
It. And don't get me wrong, I'm not some, you know, Rosa Parks of freaking comedy specials on YouTube. Like, Mark Norman and Shane Gillis blew up off that. Mm-hmm. For me, like, I'd meet with these big companies with my team. I'm like, all right, well, what can you guys do for me? And they tell me, you know, the billboard and this commercial and stuff. So I'd go back to my team, like, hey, how much is a billboard? Mm-hmm. And they tell me, like, that's not terrible. I go, and that's off Hollywood Boulevard? Yeah. I go, how much is in Times Square? They tell me, that's not terrible.
Are you doing Times Square?
Pass on Times Square.
Okay. I was about to say,
dude,
like,
see?
Billboards can be cool, but also, it's like, okay, you can do like a billboard for me. Sometimes that's not the advertising I want.
Oh, it's also, it's not
1991.
Right,
that's
but
what
also,
I mean.
This is why I'd never have me in the room ever during negotiations for anything. Because, like, they'd be like, we'll get a billboard for you. I'd be like, fuck it, that'd be Kramer with coffee. Like, so,
dude.
Fuck yeah, a billboard? I'm going to put that on Instagram. It's going to be sick.
But most comics.
My ex-girlfriend's going to see me on a billboard? Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's how I was. But most comics are like that. So. The billboard is such a flex, dude.
I think it's cool.
Has it equaled any views? Is anybody driving down Hollywood Boulevard like, holy shit, and then going to watch? No.
No chance.
I literally did it just for other comics. Yeah. Like, all these guys promise you this? Yep. I did myself, man. Yep. Like, check this out. It's a complete waste of money.
That's a vehicle
cool.
to something else.
It was cool Instagram post.
Exactly.
You know?
How many people do you think have ever been driving and been like, gotta watch that special tonight.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. That reminds me. Yeah.
That picture looks
always
hilarious.
It's always been that way. I was watching oh my god, I can't believe I'm forgetting his name. You love him. Old school. Has a weird voice. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm blanking on this.
Stand up?
Yes.
Seinfeld.
No, he does a bit though about being on David Letterman. And he's like, you know, make some noise if you see me on Letterman. He's dead now. Oh my god, I can't believe
Mitch Hedberg.
Mitch Hedberg.
Oh wow.
He's
for some reason you've been saying weird voice and had me on like it might be Hedberg.
Yeah, he got that weird weird voice, but weird delivery.
Delivery. Yeah.
And he's like, I just was on Letterman, you know, this week. Like, can anybody see me? And it's like dead silent. He's like, I'm still looking for someone. He's like, it has like, you know, 10 million people watch it. I never hear anybody in the
Nothing.
Crowd. You know, like, it's never. So, and even something like that. And obviously when he was doing it, Letterman was a bigger deal. But sometimes these traditional ways of, you know, you got to do my morning radio spot. No, I don't.
Well, dude, I'll
tweet it out. I'll post it on Instagram and reach 50x what you're going to do.
It's such an old school model. I think for some people that works, like, I'm like, all right, I'm doing it myself. I'll bring on like a publicist. So I sat down, this publicist came to think, well, we sat down for like an hour. I'm like, all right, so like what exactly can I do? She gives me the list. I'm like, bitch, I'm not Jay Leno. Is it KTLA
right.
Morning
right,
News?
Right. Like, what?
I
do love when comics go in there and just photo, like they bomb
that's
on purpose.
Fun.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That's fun.
Segura and Sam Morillo.
It's just
Morillo. I've seen
Morillo.
Didn't Morillo
talk about getting molested or something?
Yeah.
They were like, okay.
Yeah, like, okay. Yeah. It's just old school, man. But again, for some people that works. For me, I was like, this is what I have lined up. And she's like, oh, Jesus Christ. I don't know if we can beat that. I'm like, all right, well, thank you for your time.
Yeah. Have fun.
Yeah.
No. And even we put together decks and stuff here to go out to clients. And our main booker will, like, they'll put the, you know, KFC Radio has some of the best guests, including, and they list all these people who are, like, you know, they're prominent actors and stuff. But I'm like, take that out. Put in Brendan Schaub. Put in Bert Kreischer. Put in Tom Segura. Put
people
in, like, you know, those
move,
guys
actually
that
get
are,
eyeballs.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, this guy was a great actor in 1985. And
yes.
And that was very cool that we talked to him. That's not who I want headlining, like, who my, what my
not,
show is
about. You
don't
tune into a podcast to listen
right.
to that.
Right. Because,
you know,
it's its own world now.
I say I think podcasts have kind of become like the newer, at least for A-list celebrities, right? There are people who podcast, such as yourself, who know how to podcast, who know to come on and have a conversation and all that shit. And then there are like celebrities who come on and they expect it to be question, answer,
yep.
question, answer.
Nightmare.
And it's like, yeah. that's not what we're
Hate
doing
that.
Here, dude.
But they
we're
just
not.
Don't know. We,
right. So how did you get your start?
Yeah, yeah. Dude, on Firing the Kid, we got to some point, probably, I don't know, you remember, Firing the Kid's 10 years old. We were doing it before everyone their gay aunt was doing it. And so, you know, we were one of the staples. But there came a time, like probably 4 years, 5 years in, someone got in Callan's air because, you know, he was in Hollywood. He's like, we need a booker. I'm like, oh, you know, sure, if that's what you think. And they're bringing these actors, like big name actors, but they come on the show. The worst guest of all time, dude. Mm-hmm. They're not open to anything. They don't want to riff. They don't want to joke. To your point, there's like, well, I got my start at Juilliard. I'm like, I don't give a shit.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, how's it the chicks, great, man?
What's your take on abortion, yeah,
he's like,
bro?
He's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
So, you ever get an abortion? Yeah.
Roe v. Wade, that shit's wild.
Are there agents in the room? Well, that Amber Heard must be a real tomcat, am I right? You ever ran into her? You ever had anybody shit in your bed? They're like, all right, cut. Yeah. No, there's no cut.
And then afterwards, you get all the emails being like, can you cut this,
dude. Yeah, I'm like, oh, you mean the entire, this will be a 7-minute episode. Right. This will be the intro and outro.
I hate that.
Can you just leave the part where they plug what they're showing? Like, yeah.
But even that, when people are like, you didn't like plug the thing we're talking about, it's like, you don't have to. Watch it, they like it, then they search you, they follow you, then they find it. We don't have to do at this time on this network and blah blah blah. It's like they just have not. And the people, the guests who do open up, because sometimes you get the perfect blend of you are an A-lister and you do chop it up,
very rare.
It's fucking very rare, you're a super mega star because that's what people want to hear. I think the sooner that people, and even the guys who do open up, they still. You know, you can't be like, yo, so Brad Pitt, like, you ever been in a gangbang, bro?
Yeah.
But the day that we can, and the day that some of those guys do, and women do that, those people...
It's never coming, though, because...
I know, because they'll always got
to one person
it.
Says something. I like, know. Matt Damon was on a podcast, armchair or something, said something.
Yeah.
And then the F-bomb. Hollywood comes for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So they're like, oh, fuck, man. Yeah. They're like politicians now.
Right. I do get that.
Cancel culture, they're scaring everybody.
There was somebody... So these,
like Leonardo DiCaprio, I was talking about this other night. I have no idea what he's like.
Yeah.
I know he's in The Reverend and fucking Titanic.
Right, but you have no...
I don't have political beliefs.
Be a good interview. I mean, unless he was like, let's talk about the Pussy Posse. Let's go.
That's what I'm talking about. Those
did we talk to someone recently who was in the Pussy Posse?
Kevin Connolly.
Yeah.
He was...
And even he was like...
When I brought it up, he was like, fuck, I thought I was going to get through this without bringing it up.
No, yeah. Even Kevin Connolly, who like... Kevin Connolly's the fucking man, but it is
Kevin Connolly's not willing to talk about it because he says like everything, you know? It's like... Why do you guys? It's when you were like 20 and in Hollywood. Of course, you were fucking chicks.
I guess
people are gonna be objectifying women.
Harry Styles just had like a kind of cool quote about that, where he's like, "I'm tired of doing like pretending I don't." He's like, "I'm 26. I'm a single 26 year old guy. Yeah, I fuck.
Snap.
Yeah.
Men, women, whatever. I do it all. I'm Harry.
Did he say men?
No, but
I was just saying I knew it.
There's certain guys. We always said like Lenny Kravitz. I think Harry Styles in that list. They just fuck everybody.
This is
they're in a room and
it's not,
like,
they're not even bisexual.
Dude,
like,
this is my theory on
it.
That, and I'm not hating on it. I think guys like John Mayer, Lenny Kravitz, Harry Styles, Jared Leto, they fucked so many chicks for so many years. Finally, it's like vanilla ice cream to them. It's like French fries, and they're like,
I gotta fuck somebody else or something.
I can't even get up for this anymore. We gotta mix it up, man. And their handlers like, what do you mean mix it up? Like. That young boy who's over here the other day. You know, like, I think
who's president of Epstein's Island now?
Yeah. And like, to me, it's like, are they gay or are they just bored, dude? Yeah. Like, there's nothing else.
Gay or bored is a great segment.
Gay or bored.
Ding, gay or bored.
I get it. I don't have the ability to fuck as many humans. Well, not that I fuck robots either. But like, when I'm looking at porn, I get fucking bored. Regular porn. Uh-huh. I gotta experiment.
I gotta mix it up.
Get some weird shit.
Yeah.
And then fucking if I had the access to pussy that I have to porn, I'd probably do the same thing with pussy.
I don't judge. I don't because and also nobody can relate. Like everyone's like, wait, hold on, you fuck so many girls start sucking dick. He's like, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah,
dude.
It's like, but there's like four guys in Hollywood who are like,
yeah.
That's
and you want to be like, God, that's gay. He's like, really? I fucked 3 million chicks.
Bro,
dude.
That's
like,
it's literally
I'm so straight.
It's literally the straightest thing you can do.
Yeah. It really
you
is.
Get sick of pussy.
If you think that analogy is really is perfect, because when you go on, like Harry Styles' life is going on Pornhub, and so he fucked like all these girls is the same old like. Watch a girl get fucked doggy style forever, and now he's into like tranny.
Yeah.
He's going down a weird road.
What's he girls up to tonight?
And I'm telling you.
Dude, Eddie Murphy did the same thing back in the day. He's been going on
that's
forever, right?
Think
that's
about
right.
It, dude. Robert Downey Jr. Like a lot of these guys, and back then everyone's like, that's ridiculous. But now that we know a little more about it, like if it was me and Harry Styles at I don't know in the Hamptons, and me and him whatever connect, you know, and we're there and there's a bottle of wine.
Start rubbing each other's shoulders.
Dude, not rubbing my shoulder. We're like talking about fashion or whatever, you know? And he's like, dude, I like your tight jeans. I'm like, oh, thanks, dude. That means a lot to me, man. And then he's like, your sneakers are cool. I'm like, cool. And then he just explains to me how he's fucked so many girls that sucking dick's not gay. I could be like, I get it, dude.
Whitney Cummings always has a story that I've heard her tell on multiple podcasts where she said, like, very famous actor, friend of hers, who's a dude, got like, paid for a blowjob from a dude, and he was like, you'll never go back after that. He was like, it's such good head, you'll never want head from a straight chick again.
Yeah, that's a gay man.
And I was kind of like, I was kind of like, oh, I'll take your word for it, but that's cool, man. That's cool.
That was him his entire life fighting his gayness, and he was in the third round.
I do always
He's down 2018,
though,
you know?
The same way we always say, like, you know, we can give a better hand job than chicks. Like, if a guy,
I don't know if I would do that.
I disagree.
I don't know if I agree with that.
Because it's the angle. It's like, my hand. If I'm doing enough, I'm like, I don't fucking know. Dude.
There are times I'll be giving myself a hand job, and it'll just, like, I'll just tilt it up. Because, you know
how. Oh, the angle.
We call that jerking off. Yeah. Because usually when you jerk it off, you kind of like, it's kind of like leaning back at you.
Yeah, there's,
right?
there's an angle.
And then when you pull it up, like a girl would have it, you're like, whoa, okay, that's a different thing.
But you haven't gotten left hand?
I don't really. I've done it in dire times. I've done it in times where I was so fucking yipped out where I just couldn't come.
Yeah.
And so I'd have to switch it. I have to go right hand. So I, because I'm a lefty. Okay. So I've switched before, but I just don't have.
It would take me.
I don't have the hand eye coordination.
At least.
It's too hard.
So to me, it's like jerking off another dude. It's like jerking yourself off left handed. It's like, I don't know the angle, dude. I don't know what you're into. I don't know what to say. I'm going to say some really raunchy shit.
That's what I'm saying, though. If you're gay, right? And you're with a guy who's like similar to you. You would know what to say, and you would know what to do, because you know what fucking works for you and your dick. You know what I mean? Chances are, all of us guys are knowing what we're fucking into.
Everyone's a little different, though.
Yeah, of course, a little different. But you know, there's some basics of where to fucking do this and do that. And
if I start treating some dude like I treat myself, he might not be into it.
You don't know, man. I mean, guys are weird. Hey, guys,
poor chick.
I slap him in the face. That's what I like.
Yeah. Hey, real quick, are we all gay?
That's what happens on this show pretty frequently.
Did we just all three come out? Yeah.
When you were, there's a part of Gringo Poppy where you talk about quarantining with the homies.
Yeah.
Where you're with the family, it's like, you know, I'm gonna blow your brains out.
Yeah.
But we were just talking about it on our show a couple weeks ago. Like, if you got the choice of having sex with a chick or making the homies laugh. Everyone was like, the homies. We're taking the homies. Yeah. And his bit in it is about, like, you start fucking too at the end. Yeah. And I was like, that would.
Bro, that
2 years, a long time, man. A lot of people locked down for a long time.
Bro, that bit went south in certain parts of the country.
I bet it did.
Dude, I was in Kentucky doing that bit. There's a guy, you know, the like meet and greet, the VIP have like the front row. So I come out, it's this little club in Kentucky. In the front, these guys are in, I mean, I sell merch. These fucking, the thick boy bike club hat, the whole get up, some shit. I'm like, we make that? They might have made it themselves or grandma's made. They're in both of them head to toe. So the thing's going well. I see them laughing, they're drinking, whatever. And then I get to that bit, and I always point to somebody. I go, dude, you know how much better it'd be being locked down with the bros? Mm-hmm. I go, let me sell it to you. Those guys just have me in the front. I go, like, you two. And they're like, yeah. I'm like, right on, man. Think about this. We'd, like, work out all day. They're like, yeah. I'm like, we'd, like, play video games. Like, Fortnite. I'm like, okay, sure. Fortnite. And I go, and then at night, we'd fuck each other. Crowd goes nuts. These two redneck Kentucky boys were not. Oh, dude.
I can't even laugh at a gay joke, man. That's how fucking straight I am.
Bro, it was the closest thing I've had to Will Smith, Chris Rock slap.
Really?
He stands up, goes, enough with the gay shit. And I go, what? In the middle of the show, I go, excuse me? That's right. I go, enough with the gay shit. We've had enough. We didn't come here for this. I'm like, I go, hold on.
Enough is enough.
Yeah, I go, dude, you know how I know you two are the gayest in the room? Because you're offended by these gay jokes.
Yeah, that's crazy.
So he starts coming to walk on stage. And then that's where, like, I flip that the old Aurora Brendan comes out. And I was like, hey, dude.
Please do it.
Hey, dude, I'm telling you, bro. It would be a terrible idea for you to touch a stage. You get closer, man. I'm going to fuck you up in front of all these people.
Do you ever just dream of that?
Never. I don't want to do that because
I would dream
that's what they want.
Of all the people to rush a stage with in comedy, I mean, you would probably be the last one, right?
These guys are probably in meth.
That's true.
Well, in which case, it might be a tough night to be you.
Dude, two rednecks on meth?
How about that? Brendan Schaub versus two rednecks on meth. Who wins? I still think you actually do win.
I think I would win.
But I think like you're going to get, like, clawed your eyes out.
Oh, it's like fighting two fucking mountain lions, dude. It'd be a beast, man. It'd be a beast. In certain parts of the country, those gay bits get dicey.
Which is just so crazy. It's like, just fucking laugh, dude. I'm not going to put my dick in your mouth. Relax. Unless you want to. I don't know.
Whatever.
But if that offends you, it's like, holy dude.
Have you ever offended in your life?
Enough of the gay shit.
Yeah. Enough is enough. That's actually hilarious.
Stood up.
Do you have footage of that?
No.
Is that being filmed?
No, we didn't have a videographer.
I would love
it. Dude, I was so pissed because I went in the back after the show because that was the first show. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I come to the back and I'm like, I'm yelling at my team, like, where the fuck security? And this old black lady's like, you're looking at it, sweetie. I'm like, your security?
That's what's so funny.
Somebody shoots
me. All right, I got it.
When you guys travel, you know, you'll do some of the highest of highs, fucking theaters, arenas, clubs, whatever, and then, you know, the fucking laugh house in the middle of Idaho or some shit. It's like,
get dicey.
If I saw this kind of goes to the not betting on yourself stuff, but if I saw that was my security guard, I'd be like, all right, we'll take that out of the next act.
Yeah.
Like, we'll skip that.
Yeah, we're going to dial this down a little bit.
Yeah. And then at night, we'll get hookers with pussies.
Yeah. Yeah, at night, we're going to have chicks come through, man.
Vaginas to have sex with.
Yeah. We're gonna try to fuck so many girls, we start fucking each other, right?
Just showing each other technique.
Yeah.
This is how I do it.
Yeah. It's not gay, it's my left hand.
I heard this is one of the cockier flexes I've ever heard, and I learned about from you, is being in the Ferrari club or whatever the fuck it's called. Dude, you have to be like in the, what is it called? Legitimately, what's it called?
You have to get, it's basically being in the Ferrari club to get allocated a Ferrari.
Allocated.
Yeah.
Like you can't just like buy a Ferrari.
No.
You can, but you pay like, what, twice the price?
Probably, you know, like, depending on the model, probably 150 to 300 grand over at least. Yeah.
What? Until you're like on the list as like a Ferrari guy. And then you're allowed like 10 years to borrow it buy it as
MSRP,
regular price.
Yeah.
And he just happened to end up talking to the head of North America Ferrari. Didn't know it.
He came to the show,
was just talking about how he loves Ferraris. And
but I was on the waiting list. Yeah, I was on the waiting list.
The next day, gets the call. You're on the list. Like, you've been allocated. Because you just didn't know you were talking to the head of North America.
No, I had no clue.
So it was coming through, like, so genuine, being like, oh, I love this model and that model.
That's crazy.
So now he's, like, in. I mean, that. And like you said, then
I'm the poorest guy on the list.
Yeah. I would imagine. I would like imagine some other members who are like, get this riffraff out of here.
Yeah, like, what is he doing here, man? Was this Make-A-Wish?
Have you seen his beard?
Was he going to die in 30 days? Can I buy his car?
Yeah.
But like you said, that becomes a business then, right? Because it's almost like, you know, you have
it's an investment, 100%. I mean, all my cars are investments, yeah. Except for, I have a Bronco, but that thing even, you know, especially now, it's the first edition Bronco. Like, you can flip those and make money.
Well, the old school one or the new one?
The new one. I was the first one,
that OJ one
on the West Coast to get the first edition Bronco.
Are you a big car guy? It seems like it.
Well, and I heard you saying, I think it was on Bert's show, that your dad's thing was always the Porsche. Like,
Porsche was like,
if I can buy a Porsche, that means I made it. So that was in your blood.
As soon as I could, as soon as I started getting enough money through comedy, I leased a 911 Porsche. I thought my dad'd be like, oh my God. But he was like, cool. My friend has four of them.
God damn, Dad.
All right. So then with my insecurities, I'm like, oh, say less, dude.
Yeah.
The 911 was your dream? Very cool. Check this out, bitch. And I finally found like the ultimate Porsche, which is the GT2 RS with the Y-Shock package. It's like, it's a race car. It's a fucking race car. So I got that. I was like, what's up now, bitch?
What do you say to that? Was he finally impressed?
My friend's got two.
No, just gave, and he doesn't use emojis, just sent the thumb.
No. Oh, man. Brutal.
You didn't give him a call, just a text, like, what's up, bitch?
Yeah. Yeah, so, yeah, things are good, man.
You get the three dots, and then he just disappears. I don't even
this
care.
This is why I struggle with my gayness. Thanks, Dad.
There's only one man's love I need.
Yeah. I'm going to find it, man. However many guys I have to go through.
What do you? What would you say is your favorite thing that you do, and versus like your number one priority?
Well, number one priority is being a dad. That's like,
well,
this, and I know that's cheesy to say. You don't understand. Like, I've never, this is the longest I left my 7 days longest I've ever been away from my kids.
Yeah, I'm the same way with mine. Yeah.
Horrible anxiety about it,
dude.
Horrible. It's like it's ruining my experience.
Yeah, I honestly So I'm divorced, and you know, usually people do like the Wednesday and every other weekend, and I was like, that there's too many days.
Oh, no,
so we made up our own schedule where it's like I have them basically. We split the weekend every other day. I have them on a Thursday night, and then I make sure on Tuesday, Wednesday, I go to drop them off at school. I'm like always making sure I'm there, and not of course it's like for them, but it's also for me because if I go like several days without it, I'm not gonna be funny. I'm not thinking. You know, it just fucks with me.
I'll get physically ill,
which is kind of silly because I'm sure there'll be there are plenty of good parents who are on the road or whatever.
Yeah, or not, but yeah, keep going.
Well, but you know, there. I mean, like we know people in music who go on tour, and I think they're really good dads. But I'm also like, you're also gone for months at a time, and that's
and,
cool.
And I get it, to each their own, like if that's what the kid's accustomed to. But it's like, I was talking to Bert about this, like, and it might affect my career at some point, because I told Bert, because Bert's like, shit, I leave for a month today, man. And he was like, you know, I've missed out on so much of my kids growing up. And he's like, I have that guilt and I struggle with it. I'm like, I get that. But whatever works for you, man, like, you know, the kids appreciate it. Like, you can lead by example. I get all that. I'm not wired that way. And it might hurt my career eventually because I told Bert this. I said, like, if I got, and I'm not even an actor, but let's say they were like, hey, we want you to be the next Batman. Here's the role. You're the next Batman. Do whatever you got to do. Get shredded. Here's all the steroids in the world. We can give you $40 million. But you're filming in fucking Belarus for the next 8 months and your kids can't come. I ain't the next Batman, dude. I can't do it. There's no amount of money in the world.
But they would let your kids come, right, though? Like is that a thing?
I don't know.
I feel like I was reading an article with, I think it was like Matt Damon, maybe, and they were filming something.
That's also Matt Damon.
But if you're the Batman, if they're like, we're going to make you Batman, I know we're doing a hypothetical here.
Yeah.
But right. I think on most sets, they'd probably let you bring the kids. But
yeah, maybe. I don't know.
I feel like it's also a different, like, when they're older. I might be able to. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when they're older is when you really need them. But when it's like, if they're like a teenager and they're like, go be Batman, Dad, we'll FaceTime.
Teenager's
we'll
be, different. Yeah, I think they like, understand, like, yeah, why you're
there's
done.
There's ways to still Dude, talk and connect.
Two and
but when
six?
They're babies, yeah.
Two and six. And here's the thing. I wish I could fucking freeze them because it's the best time ever. I'm gone for 7 days. When I come back, my two-year-old, he's learned new words and fucking, it's crazy.
So quick. So
speaking
quick.
Spanish and shit. It's like, fuck.
Dude, this is a different level. My dad, I don't see my dad every 7 days anymore. But we went on vacation like 3 weeks ago. And while we were on vacation, my mom and my sisters went on vacation.
I love that, by the way. The boys went to
the girls went
to Paris. It was like,
you went where?
Me, my dad, and my brother went to Jamaica. My mom, my two sisters went to Paris.
Oh, yeah, it's rich. That's cool. Okay. I can't relate at all, but yeah, that's cool.
And
wow, Jesus Christ.
And while we were there, my dad was, so they left, like, we left on a Tuesday, they left on a Friday, and they were gone for a week. We came back that Sunday. So while we were there, my dad's just kind of like, we're sitting at dinner, my dad's kind of staring off into the distance, and he's like this will be the first time in 45 years I didn't see your mom for 7 days. And I was like, whoa. I was like, that's fucking weird, dude.
Did he start crying?
He didn't start crying. Yeah. But I was like,
dude, started cheering. He was like, let's go.
I was like, that's a fucking, that's a long ass.
You realize your dad's just wild as shit. He's like, let's get hookers. Let's fuck guys. I'm in, Dad.
Oh man. No, but I guess professionally I should ask you. So like, is it
yes.
Is it this show, that show, stand up, the network, building other people's, producing? Yep. Are you still doing like fashion stuff with E? That was cool for a while.
No, it was fun. I'm not.
You gotta get you the Met Gala, Poppy. Mm-hmm. You gotta get you up there.
I know, right?
We were just there. Earnestly breaking down Met Gala outfits.
I
like,
love it.
We started like joking around about it.
Jared Leto always comes with the heat.
He looked like a supervillain or something.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
You know
what
that wasn't him.
I heard it was a doppelganger.
Yeah.
What? You know that was not Jared Leto.
That's not him.
In the metal thing?
No, it's just it's a designer who looks like him. Like
No. You guys talking about different things.
No, we're not.
He had two different outfits. He had an outfit change.
Bro.
And then one. Did you see the picture of him with his twin?
No, that's not the twin. I know what you're talking about. That guy in that weird thing, which, you know,
that was
I'm
Leto,
the biggest
right?
Jared Leto fan. Ever. Like, dude, if I'm going to have a bottle of wine and go gay, it's with Jared Leto.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm telling you, that's not him. This is what people are talking about.
Oh, no.
No. That guy doesn't look like him.
They look alike.
But that dude's famous.
That guy might be famous.
The guy in the silver was not Jared Leto?
No.
Correct. Oh, wow. So he had multiple lookalikes.
Yeah.
Crazy. Which is, like, such a flex.
But the E stuff, the Bravo, when I first kind of, like, touch. That's, you know, that's so Hollywood. So I'm doing the Academy Awards, the Oscars, the Grammys, and I'm in like these dope suits. That made me realize like that this I don't really fit in here, because remember it would be like Christine Cavallari and like all these, you know, people, personalities. Then they had me there as the comedy relief. Thing is, like, a lot of this stuff is like weird, and they're like looking up these people. And I remember like, when I got fired, dude, little Uzi Vert was like walking by, and they're like, "Oh my god!" And he, you know, he looked ridiculous. And I start lighting him up on live air, and the producer's like, "Dude, what are you doing?" And it got back to him, and he like passed on the interview, like he did a super short interview because I was lighting him up.
Really?
And then I was just like, "I gotta do me, man." And the Lady Gaga walks by, and they're talking about it. I feel bad for it, and I'm just, you know, being what I do, man. Yeah. And then they're like, "Man, this." That's not what we do, dude.
See, that,
that's so, and I was like, that's because, what I do, though.
But particularly because, like, that whole red carpet segment, really, or at least, great, I don't know if it was born of, but at least gained popularity through Drone Rivers, who was, like, she would light people up.
Yeah.
Like,
but that's, you know, at the time, was that 2018? Like, times have changed.
That's true.
And I'm the one straight white male on the show, well, dressed like an asshole.
Yeah, you can pass. We'll
Maybe they see this video, they'll hire you back.
You're Latino passing.
Straight white male, unless it's Harry Styles in the Hamptons. Am I right, Harry? No. But, yeah, so,
that, so you're, I can
the notes I got, that. I was just like, oh, this, you can't put.
But what they should have done was, like, have a segment then with you be like, normal takes from the Met Gala. You know what I mean? Like, for the normal people watching who think this is ridiculous, you go.
That's actually, that's a good idea. It's like what people say about the Olympics, that, like, in the Olympic events, they should have a regular person also participate, just so you can understand the difference.
But that's also why they, remember they were doing Will Ferrell and, was it Tina Fey or something, doing the commentating for the Olympics? You remember that?
Yeah.
For the Winter Olympics?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a side thing. You could listen to them. Listen, it's the same shit that I do with Calabas Fight Campaign, or me and Joe Rogan used to do with Fight Campaign. You can listen to the experts, so, you know, where they're not comedy relief, or you can listen to us. Yep. We might talk about the fights, or we're going to talk about an octopus for 5 hours. You never know what you're going to get. But people dig both. But there's definitely a lane for it. Dude, what you guys do with Rough and Rowdy, like, there's lanes for
they're
that.
They're doing Canelo this weekend.
Yeah. That's huge, man.
Wild.
But there's lanes for that, and hopefully these suits realize that. Like, some people don't want
slowly they're
a beast, dude.
You know what we need is people from our generation to be old enough to be like the CEOs. That's what's going to happen when, you know, people right now in their 30s and 40s are in their 65 years old. They run ESPN, they run ABC, they run whatever, and they're like, yeah, that's funny,
yeah,
whatever, that's good, yeah, let's just have a regular guy.
Yep.
Because right now it's still, also I say that, and then it's like, if you drop me in right now today and made me a CEO for $40 million a year somewhere, I'd be like, I'm not rocking the boat.
Yeah.
Let's just go with the professionals who broadcast.
100%. Like, you know, like, if I'm like the head of Disney right now, it's going to be a nightmare. The shit I say.
Oh,
like, listen, as a comic, in all the years of podcasting, I've talked some shit, dude, trying to make my friends laugh. But if you take it out of context, like, I can't be the next Batman. Because as soon as they announce it, my ugly mug's on there, all these dudes are going to come after me.
We have a library of shit. But I got like 3 specific tweets that always make the rounds that when, you know.
Why don't you just delete them?
I did, but they're screenshots.
Oh, you
did? Those are deleted, bro.
I thought you were doing like, I don't delete, I stand by.
I did for a while.
Because guess what? I don't stand by anything I've ever said.
Yeah, yeah.
You get mad about it? Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'm quick. I don't give a fuck.
It depends what you want, especially as a comic. Like, you got to be careful getting over into that Hollywood lane. Like, if you get up there, you better be fucking pretty clean, dude. Right.
But also, I think it's fun if you have the money and the fans to fall back on, like, yeah, I'll do it, let me give me a shot, and if I like get fired over it, like, so be it.
Agreed. But I saw a friend who are, you know, super famous, and I'll look at them like, oh, I don't want that life.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, let's go get a beer, let's go to the cop. They're like, I can't, I can come with my 9 security guards. I'm like, yeah, I don't want that. What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah.
Let's go get a coffee. No. Dude, what are you
that's like having like the waiter next to you. Like, I hate going out, this has been my whole life.
I hate going out.
It's not about like, you know,
I don't go out.
Like that we have some notoriety now. It's just like, I hate when like a wait, like I'm in the middle of a story. Why the fuck are you? And they're just doing their job. I'm not actually angry at them. But when a waiter comes over and I just shut up right away. Like, no matter what I'm talking about, I'm like, I stop talking
because they might be listening.
And who knows? And again, I've done that like when I was in high school. I've done that my whole life. So if I had this 9 bodyguards around me, I'd be like, well, I'm just never talking.
Yeah, because you never know.
I'm a quiet monk.
The ability to like just go get a beer or do whatever, I think, is vastly underrated by people. Where they're like, oh, I want to be rich, I want to be famous, and it's like,
but there's levels to it. Like, you want a fan base where, like, you know, I always say this, like, especially my crew, like, our, like, we have a following and we're in our lane, we're famous, but we're not famous famous.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
Most people always had that. Yeah. Some people act like if they run into us, they act like they sell the Beatles. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then other people are like, what the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's what you want. And, yeah. But you want to have the fan base, we have a business.
As long as you're rich.
If you're making money, yeah.
Because you gotta, like, fame without the money and the comfort and being able to pay for your family and shit is worthless.
Which we had for a while.
Long time.
Dude, they were like,
I mean, we're probably just getting to the point where it's, you know, like, kind of worth it.
There were 7 years where it was just like,
it was like almost a decade.
It was like, it was,
I'm making like 65 like, grand, guys. What are we doing here? Leave me alone.
When people like offered to buy drinks, I had to take them up on it because I couldn't afford my own drink.
Yeah, I would love that.
Dude, I want to buy you a beer. Like, please do.
Buy five. Buy 10. Buy the whole night.
But also, like, you know, and it's nobody's fault, but like, fans, they assume because you're on here and Barstool, like, you're mega rich. Or even for me, when I was fighting the UFC or Fire Kid first popped off.
Yeah, we know
off.
You're not rich if you're in the UFC. Dude,
unless you're Conor McGregor. Yeah. But, you know, so people assume you're rich, and then they see you jumping a fucking Toyota Tercel. They're like, oh, Jesus Christ.
Don't get me started with the cars.
Be cool, yeah. Man. Yeah. Be cool, man.
I right now, my car's in the shop. But even my car that's in the shop is a Hyundai. So it's not like I'm like, put the Ferrari away.
But you're not a car guy.
No, but I'm also... I should probably have better than a fucking Hyundai right now. But so while I'm dealing with these parts are coming from overseas, like there's more problems than usual.
Yeah.
So I my insurance ran out on the rental car, yada, yada. Long story short, my uncle's like, you can borrow a car of mine for the time being. And it's a 12-year-old Toyota Prius.
Hell yeah.
And I'm in the, I'm getting some stop. People are seeing me and they're like, yo, KFC.
You're like,
bro,
yeesh.
What are they paying you over there? You're a 10-year-old
Prius. Bro, you got a 2010 Prius?
Yeah.
Yo,
2010 Prius.
I got memories of 2010 Prius.
Yeah.
2010 Prius is my shit, bro. Hey, you want to go gay? Let's do it in the back of a Toyota Prius. 2010 exclusively.
Yo.
Is there anybody at Barstool who flexes a little bit? Like, all you guys are pretty humble. Yeah. Nobody's really flashy. Like, you guys wear, you know what I'm saying? Like, nobody really. No, I know.
Do you know Dave?
I know Dave.
Oh, okay. I was like, is there anyone at Barstool?
But he's always kind of been that. I'm saying, like, yeah, new money, new rich. You know what I'm saying? No. Where you're like,
well, there's only a couple guys who have new money. We'll find out. I don't think, I mean, I will.
Like, there's no guy in the office who's like, damn, Billy, where'd you get the gold chain? You know, with diamonds.
I don't think so.
No, everyone's pretty. It's really not your culture. It's not your guys' vibe.
Next year, I finally get my equity money from Barstool, and that'll be the first time I have money. And we'll find out, but I really don't think I'm not a car guy. I don't really like watches. Like, I don't know what I like sneakers, but I spent a lot of money on sneakers kind of as
is. Those are fire.
Yeah. But like, and even like how I'd rather have like a smaller house that's like tricked out in a way with like everything.
We're not stressed out with a big mortgage.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's all very nice on the inside.
But how old are you?
I'm 37.
37, and how old are you?
33.
Yeah, so also, like, you guys, it's not like, you know, if you're an NBA fucking draft pick,
where
you go from 19 to 20, you're making whatever, 400 mil. We're like, holy shit, like, you're older, man.
No, for
sure. Your priorities are different. You got kids.
If you were young and you got rich,
I've never wanted for anything. Like, I never
had,
like...
You're not a materialistic guy, nothing?
I'm super materialistic. Yeah, real fucking...
Okay, you just say you never wanted
for anything. There's nothing...
Because he had it.
There's nothing...
I forgot.
Parents and parents,
There's never, like, there's never anything, like, I grew up where I was like, I need to have that when I get older.
Not, that's because you had it, but yeah, I feel you.
To an extent, you're right to an extent. Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Yeah. You can't help that.
Right.
I don't know who's going to judge you off that. I mean,
right. It's like, live poor.
Yeah, I mean, I was eating fucking peanut butter and jelly. You're having caviar. You know, it's like, that's your, you can't control it. You're a kid.
I don't think, who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Sneakers kind of was that thing for me.
What'd you say?
Sneakers kind of was that thing
for
me, like when I was a kid.
Me too.
It was a pair of Jordans I wanted. My mom wouldn't buy them. I couldn't afford them. And then when I could, but those are still sneakers. At the most, even if you buy some lavish shit, they're a couple $1,000. I don't have anything that's... I'm not going to go buy – I'm not a boat guy. I'm not a major car guy. I'll have nicer stuff, but I don't think
– real estate.
But I don't know. These are famous last words. Maybe I'll become a fucking, you know, rich asshole.
I think you're going to get a necklace.
A necklace?
Yeah, I think Kevin's going to get a necklace.
I'm not a
I've always been a necklace guy. Always.
I tried to wear watches. The only watch I wear is movement watches. But the wrist
– they start at $95.
No higher than $135. Yeah. Join the movement today. I've tried because I would love to rock like a nice Rolex, but I physically don't like having shit on my wrists and my hands. So
I tried to be a necklace guy for a little bit in high school. And then, but then I had tits, and I still have tits. So it would like fall into my cleavage. Yeah. And I was like, come on, man.
It'd fall between your double D's.
I'd be at the beach, like just kind of be like, people come by, like they wouldn't know what they were looking at. Like, oh, like, oh no, that's a guy's tits. Never mind.
were you a chubby kid?
No. No, just a set of tits.
Yeah, you just had tits. Yeah,
I've seen pictures of it. Just a set of tits. No, I mean, I wasn't like a fucking shredded
kid. Well, it's on account of the steroids.
But it was.
Is it gyno?
I did. Yeah. I did steroids for like a little bit.
Just oh, really?
Yeah. Like a little Russian Winstrol for the boys. And
Yeah, sure.
This guy.
Yeah.
You went PEDs for the Tough Mudder or whatever, right?
Yeah, I blew out both hamstrings.
And I had some, what'd you take?
I had some people relying on me, man. I went dark, dude. Whatever the rock's on, I was on that. Yeah.
Do you remember that story? He tried to race his buddy Chappelle and blew out both his hamstrings. Trying to just foot race. Like
my buddy's like, dude, warm up. I'm like, you ever seen a lion warm up? Yeah.
Lion doesn't stretch before he gets his prey.
Yeah, but also, I'm 38, dude.
You ever seen an old-ass lion? They can't run,
yeah,
bro.
That's a good point. I wish somebody would have said that. Dude, I haven't got out of third gear in years, dude.
Yeah.
You know, I thought I still had it, and my body's like, oh no, buddy. It felt like a sniper went, poof, poof, dude. And then I think like 2 weeks later, I had to do that Tough Mudder. Here's the thing about the Tough Mudder. If it was just me, I'd be like, dude, yeah, both my hamstrings are blown the fuck out. Get out of here. But remember, it's called Thick Mudder. I have my own race. I have my fans come. So 500 people signed up. So if I don't, and we're selling merch and all this shit and all this marketing, you know, and I'm signed with Rain Energy Drink. So it's like all this shit, I don't show up. So, dude, I went full Russian gymnast. I'm talking dark shit. And when I was taking
it. I know it's like for business and fans, not Tough Mudder, but it's funny to say I did steroids for Tough Mudder.
Yeah. I'm a maniac. I mean,
I was in first place.
Yeah. Dude, I'm talking, I'm injecting a needle this big into my hamstring.
I'm having
a doctor come over. They're fucking doing all this crazy shit.
And steroids, like, fixes the injury, or you just don't like you feel it and you just go.
As Andy Pettit said, he did it for recovery.
Right. Yeah, yeah, a little bit of both.
But like an injury is different than recovery. Like, or was your hamstring just like back together?
It got me to the point where I could do a light jog, which I could make it through.
But I mean, when you were first, you were on fucking crutches. I could have
the first 3 days. I couldn't walk. I was like, I'm so that's fucked.
Crazy. What was the time from the blowing the hamstring to the mudder?
2 weeks.
2 weeks. Jesus.
Steroids
are dope.
Are you all good now?
I'm all good. I ran another Tough Mudder. I ran another Tough Mudder like 2 weeks ago.
Just don't ever sprint ever again.
No. Papa, don't. At 30, there's no. Fourth, fifth gear's gone, dude. I'm like your fucking 2000 Prius. There's no. You got to keep it in that neutral, buddy.
I got a rule now. I don't leave the ground. I'm not jumping. I'm not jumping off of shit. I'm not doing. I stay on the ground.
There's no dunking. It's all like
after Tom. I was like, nope.
It's all an ego
thing.
Tried
to jump, dude.
That's when I decided to stop dunking too.
Yeah. There you go. It's all an ego thing. But the problem is, and how old are you? One kid or more?
Two. I have a 6-year-old and almost a 5-year-old.
Oh, so yeah, so at 6 and 2, like my 6-year-old, he's in jiu-jitsu, you know, so, and he has friends who their dads might have done some athletic, something like that. But even in jiu-jitsu, yeah, I don't have an ego with that. I don't have anything. But he'll come in and be like, Dad, my instructor, man, he's a black belt. I'm like, yeah, he is. And he's like, do you have your black belt? I'm like, do I? Are you out of your fucking. Yeah, dude. And then, which. It's interesting because I've never physically been handed my black belt. I earned it in the UFC choking out Matt Mitrione, but no one ever physically gave me a black belt.
Actually happened. So he's like,
so they
asked
me,
Dad, no, you don't.
Yeah. So I remember my coach probably, I don't know, a year ago, Henzo Gracie called me, and then my coach in Denver called me. He's like, we have had your black belt in our office for fucking 6 years. Come get it. I'm like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm telling dick jokes. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. But then when my son came to jiu-jitsu and he's like, you know, Dad, look at these guys. I'm like, yeah, but do you know how to do these fucking guys? And then he has no idea.
I will fucking kill your instructor right now.
Yeah, I would choke out all of them, dude. But you can't do it with your son. But my thing is I never want to lie to him. So he's like, you have your black belt? I'm like, no, I mean, not physically, but you have no idea what you're dealing with, dude.
So, you're entering a world of pain, son.
This is a road you don't want to go down. So then he goes through the class the whole time. I'm just like, motherfucker. So we get in the car, and I call my coach. I haven't talked to him, I don't know, 4 years or something like that. He texts me about my black belt. So I call him. He goes, job. I go, what's up, coach? Hey, listen, you still have that black belt? He's like, dude, yeah, we've been waiting, man. You just got to come get it. I go,
you can't get mail it. They have to like, be there or something.
You have to do it in like person because there's like really? There's a respect, ceremony. You got to roll with all the other black belts. So I go, it's still there. He goes, yeah. I go, I'll be there Friday at noon. I call my brother. I'm like, book two flights to fucking Denver tomorrow morning.
That's actually something. Not much is going to get me out of bed to go travel, to go pick something up, but a black belt might.
Dude,
might
I flew my son down there, rolled with other black belts.
Now,
got my black belt. Yeah. I was like, there you go, you little bitch.
Should have taken it and thrown it in the trash in front of him. Yeah. That's what that even. I don't even give a fuck about this, son.
What's up now, dude?
You know who else got a black belt? This kid over here.
That's right.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
In jiu-jitsu?
No, I did taekwondo until I was like 14.
Black belt. Sorry, Papa.
Black belt, kid.
Sorry, dude. You and him, same guy. I respect him as much as I respect you. That's it, dude.
That makes sense, man. That makes sense. You know what? Saying you have a black belt in taekwondo, karate is like, be like, oh, I went to college. I have a degree. Like, where'd you get yours? Harvard? Where'd you get yours? Phoenix, EDU? Yeah.
I was when he first told me about that. I did not get it. And I still don't really get it. I'm like, wait. I'm like, so like you got a black belt at 14, and it's the same kind of black belt other people have. Like,
and I'm not. Yeah, I'm sure you're badass. Listen, when it comes to taekwondo, in martial arts, it's like taekwondo, judo. You can get your black belt in around 2 years, some even a year. Jiu-jitsu, unless you're a fucking savant freak, minimum 10 years.
Why? Like, just the different challenges of, like, different...
It's just such a commitment. Like, in order to have, like, a legit...
But is that because, like, the jiu-jitsu community is just, they hold it tighter? You got to do certain more shit?
No. Like, to get that good, it's going to take that long. Yeah. Like, to actually master the art...
So it's just a harder martial art thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
because
like you ever seen that?
It's like a creative writing degree versus an astrophysics degree.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like in Seinfeld when fucking Kramer's like, man, I'm dominating in fucking taekwondo. I hit my black belt. They come and he's just beating up kids.
Yeah.
Like, that's taekwondo in a nutshell. Yeah. And this is coming from my dad's like a whatever.
Well, why don't we settle it? Why don't we, you guys, scrap right now?
You guys, I mean, if I have to, man.
Pat throws the hands up.
Did you compete at all?
Oh yeah, I got my ass kicked.
You went to like a taekwondo competition?
Competition, yeah. I made it all the way up to the championship.
Made it all the way to the championship and then got my ass beaten.
And it was one time you competed?
One time I competed, yeah. And then I just went back.
Were you allowed to kick to the head or punch to the head?
Yeah, you're allowed to do whatever. Mm. Yeah.
Do you have headgear on?
Yeah.
How about that shit in the Olympics where that guy got shafted from the gold medal for kick because he kicked
for knocking
the head?
It's fucking
that. That to me was like, put a bullet in this whole fucking this whole karate thing.
That's
like,
what did it for you? Yeah. Karate Kid did it for me, you know? When I was four.
Karate Kid got me into it, bro. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Dude, you're above the Crane Kid, no, dude, son?
You know what, man?
Fuck you.
Even as a kid, because I grew up, my favorite movie ever was Bloodsport, Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Yeah.
So my dad was like, oh, if you guys like this, and my dad, again, he's like a fifth degree black belt, taekwondo, karate, all that shit. And he's like, you guys need to do, if you're into this, you're going to like taekwondo. So me and my brother, I go, hell yeah, I'm gonna be like fucking Frank Dukes, fucking dudes up. Well, you sign up and you get you punching like this, blocking shots like this. I'm like, this is some bullshit, Dad. I don't want to do this, man. Where's the Frank Dukes shit? Yeah. I'm trying to fuck people up, man. Mm-hmm. Where's the nut shots? Yeah.
I was watching Joe List's new special the other day.
He's great.
And he was talking about he does MMA now.
Mm-hmm. And dude, every fucking comic's doing MMA. All you guys trying to
He's talking about when he like first like his first like class or whatever, and he's telling the guy like when he punches to like twist his hand, he's like, like you're pouring tea.
Yeah.
And Joe goes, I feel like you don't tell it like that to everybody.
Yeah. This guy, you look like a tea guy. Yeah. You look like a tea party kind of guy.
You just feel super gay.
Like you're pouring tea. Yeah.
Is that what you? Yeah. Is that what you told what Bruno said, over there? Yeah. That's hilarious.
So the special you shot in Dallas, right?
Shot in Dallas, yep. But with my crew, Thick Boy crew, shot, edited, original music from Little Browse, who's
that was cool.
Yeah,
that intro's dope.
Yeah, man,
that's cool.
Yeah, that's a better intro than we had. We did our show the other in I don't know last month, 2 months ago. We had a live show in Boston.
Not quite our intro. It was like our opening act.
It was March. Yeah, it was St. Patrick's Day. St. Patrick's Day weekend.
Where?
In Boston.
Yeah. Right, Wilbur?
At the Wilbur. And we were like, it'd be sick to have a bagpiper.
Because originally what we wanted, while people were sitting, we wanted it to be like
a show.
Fucking show.
Hell yeah.
Like acrobats.
I dig
and
that.
And then, you know, we're lazy plus budget. We were just like, never mind. But we did whittle it down to this TikToker who plays the bagpipes. So
she's unbelievable. She's great. It just wasn't really a perfect fit for our crowd.
I was under the impression she was going to play like popular music over the fucking loud, you know, the speakers, and then like
with the bagpipe. It's a bagpipe. You can only do so much with a bagpipe.
Yeah. So it was for the half hour lead into our comedy show
where people
was
like,
a cop's funeral.
Yeah, where people like
it was
just 30 full minutes of. And she would like pace back and forth.
In the audience, like this
and they were dark.
Down the aisle,
they're like, did an Irish Boston cop pass away?
Yeah. Like every now and then, I'd like catch an ear, and I'd be like, oh, that's like the Game of Thrones theme song. Okay, cool. And then I would hear her be like, give me a request, and someone would mention a Taylor Swift song, and she would do it for a second. So it was like she tried her best.
She was great. It was not
that's
her
a tough
fault.
Gig
no,
for
was,
her.
Yeah, yeah, right.
But hey, what was funny was
come in front of these savages and play your lame bagpipe. Yeah.
But you know what's funny? As the savages, so we had a 7 o'clock show and a 10 o'clock show Friday of St. Patrick's Day weekend, March Madness weekend.
Love it.
The whole nine. 7 o'clock show was fine. 10 o'clock show. They were like, yeah, like more bagpipes. They're all fucked up. You're like, this is
bro,
awesome.
Bro, dude, I would say that. So at the Wilbur, which I have the same thing, early show, late show. Boston, at that late show, when you get out, Boston is the fucking purge, dude.
Yeah.
You walk out there, you're like, holy, why is a car on fire? Dude? And why are there bagpipes playing? It's like,
we had a guy apparently come from the balcony down to the front table, sat down with a table of dudes, ordered a round of tequila shots on their tab, ripped the tequila, puked into a cup, got up and left. It was that, I mean.
MVP,
it was,
man.
It was
MVP.
Madness in the crowd, dude.
You guys had fun, though? On those live shows, it's you guys doing this podcast, or is it like a performance?
It's this, but just ratcheted up a little bit.
Like, ramped up more.
Like a good example.
Do you have a screen behind you?
Yeah.
So we play, you know, I feel this way. I think he's a little more calm. I'm super nervous going into every show, and I'm like, we don't have anything planned. We don't have anything ready. And then like,
you don't have an outline?
We do, but I'm always like, it's not enough. And then seemingly
it always
every
ends up being
time,
too much.
Yeah, like that. So our last one was in Zany's a couple weeks ago.
In Nashville.
Yeah. Johnny Depp like video came out the same day. The Mike Tyson thing on the plane happened that same day. So all of a sudden we had those two
videos. A bunch
of
stuff.
Yeah. And so like, and that ended up being our end. And then so.
So how long was the show?
Maybe like an hour 15. And
not
we
terrible.
Do like
I thought you were gonna say 2 hours. Like,
no.
Usually like an hour 30.
We
but
found
then,
that like it drags after. We've done a long show where
people's
people
attention
are
span.
Like,
like you can feel
it.
You can feel it. You can feel it.
Especially
going.
Our crowd.
And how long have you been doing it?
We've done live shows in 2016 it was, but like one a year, special events.
When you start doing more, you'll
once
know.
A month, yeah. We've been doing once a month now for like the last year or so.
You'll know, man. Like when you're doing those late shows, like in my like
late shows, I'm even thinking about two shows are almost
a lot,
especially because what we're doing when you're a comic, you have a routine and you know when the laughs are going to be, you know when the punchlines are going to be. When we're just having a conversation, like some, it's gonna be funny, but it might not be laugh out loud funny for 10 minutes or what, you know. So I feel like one good show, I'd rather sell it out. One good show,
leave them wanting
day,
more.
Maybe,
leave them
yeah,
wanting
leave
more,
more.
Yeah.
But two back to back, especially a lot of our fans stay, and then they're hearing the same conversation twice.
That's
but when
tough.
You feel that like
there's nothing worse.
There's an energy where it changes, where it's like they're talking to each other, they're texting, they're not listening.
They're just not into it. Yeah. But it's like this weird kind of trance. Like if you're doing live performance, especially stand up, you're basically like a lion tamer at the zoo. Like, dude, you let them get out of control and not pay attention, you've lost them. So especially with those late shows, like sometimes, you know, the first 15 minutes, it's going well, and they can feel the energy. They're just like, especially on a late show Friday when they've been at work all day, and I'll know bits that crush everywhere. Crush. Mm-hmm. And when I get to it, it doesn't crush, I'm like, oh, this is, yeah, and, but then I've been doing it so long, I'm like, oh, I'm going to cut this, and I'll shorten the show automatically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. That's what I was going to say. Are you like, 100%. Fuck it, you guys are locked in. We locked the doors.
I'm like, that's my time. Yeah. 10 minutes.
See you, dude.
10 minutes.
We had a good example, like, we kind of make it like a spectacle, too. We had a guy tweet us right before we went on stage. He said, I got a buddy here next to me. I'm in the balcony, or like the top row, whatever it was, who says he could put 7 pretzel bites in his mouth at once. In like whatever pretzel bites they serve at the place.
Sure.
So I was like, prove it. Let's go. We got him up on stage. We opened the show with him, and it was like wild. The crowd.
People were
crying. He was like,
it.
4.
He was a showman.
5. Yeah. Like,
thank God.
6.
Right.
Yeah. I'm standing on a chair. We're like, I was like, man, we should have closed with this. This was electric. Yeah.
But it's hard to follow.
You get shit like that.
Like, all right, bring out the bagpipe, girl. You just set her up for failure, like, not stop.
Yeah, we were like, so, yesterday this funny story happened to me. Like, bring back the pretzel eater.
Did you call the bagpipe lady? We're like, hey, you just shouldn't do it. She's like, no, I'm getting death threats, motherfucker. This isn't worth the $200 at the Wilbur, man.
She was so nice. Like, again, like, it was whatever. Whatever didn't work was not her fault.
No,
it was,
no, it was not at all. She just set up for failure.
Like, what are you guys even thinking? Right. Why did you do this? Crazy.
I'm surprised she didn't leave after the first show. Like, they're going to try and put me on the second one. I'm not.
Was
doing
she, did
I'm
she
on.
Come the back? And she's like, okay, well, we had
yeah,
no
yeah,
show.
She was cool. She hung out a little bit.
Was she older?
No, she was young. She was a hot chick. That's part of, I think she's got a ton of followers. She's very cute, plays the bagpipes, and. And,
man, what a unicorn, because you don't see young girls playing the bagpipe.
No. I mean, truly a unicorn. Like, I would have told you that does not exist.
Great.
Like, I mean, like, purely fat man with swollen livers is who plays the bagpipe.
I mean, it's such an old art. Are you like speak Latin too? I remember the bagpipe. What the fuck?
You speak Latin.
It's like being a black belt in Taekwondo.
How much Latin can you speak?
None, dude.
You can't even say like a...
I can't even say...
I took Spanish. I could, No, I
can
words.
Do Spanish.
Oh, you took Latin?
I took Latin.
What a waste of time.
What a waste
of time.
The
most...
But it ended up being fucking awesome because I took it like... I don't know. I took it like one of those fucking dumb things like, it'll get ready for the SATs kind of shit. But I was a freshman in high school. And then the high school I transferred to... That was when I was in public school. And I transferred to a boarding school later where Latin was... a mandatory subject you have to take, but because I'd already taken it, I didn't have to take it at a school that actually
tried. That's cool.
Like, I took it at the public school, like, no one gave a shit. It was like, here, y'all get C's.
Where was this at?
The public school is in Massachusetts, the highest boarding school is in Rhode Island.
Gotcha, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Latin, Jesus Christ.
It was
this guy,
dude. I'm teaching
this
my
guy's royalty over here.
Kiss the ring,
Jeez. Sir Feidelberg over here.
Jesus Christ!
I'm teaching my kid to do like some math, and I'm realizing that I'm teaching them like the old way of doing it, like the antiquated, obsolete shit, like because they do this new math or whatever.
But also there's calculator, like math.
Well, yeah,
like,
yeah,
we could focus on other shit,
can
man.
Kick it.
Like,
kick
we have phones. What are you talking about? You had similar age. You remember the TI-83, the Texas Instrument?
Oh yeah,
that thing was lit.
That thing could, like,
I play video games on there.
They send people to the moon on those things.
I was too dumb to figure out how to play video games on it. I was too dumb to figure out how to play video games on that. I was too dumb to figure out how to cheat on that. I know a lot of people cheated with it, too.
Yeah, you could enter. You could write.
No, I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, right. Yeah, nuts. But like,
people
now,
like, how'd you do that test? I was like, terrible. They're like, you didn't just put it all in the calculator? Like, I didn't know how to.
Like, now with math, like, with kids, it's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah,
focus on some other shit.
Yeah.
It is, because, dude, that's something that, and I get that in some sense. Cause
you do have to know how to, like, add some numbers.
Not really.
When's the last time you had,
because I barely do. And I get away
fine. When's the last time you had to do it?
There is. Look, the literally the only time I ever do it is tips, and I take out my calculator for that. Move the decimal one.
Has it on the receipt now.
Yeah,
it says 18%, 20. Like, yeah, say less.
Something to note: they don't. That I'd add a couple bucks to that because they don't. That's the tip without tax. Mm. They tip off tax on that, which is
crazy. They fuck themselves.
Yeah, well, but it's the company. It's It's not the waiter who puts that in.
That's
right.
Fucked
so
up.
So kind of so whenever I do that, I add a couple bucks on
another
it.
Thing. So math, and also, my kid's only 6. He's in kindergarten. I don't know if they're going to go down this route, but like cursive writing.
That's crazy.
Hey, dude, I pay way too much money at this fucking private school for cursive writing.
Cursive writing didn't matter for like us. Like,
barely.
Yeah,
I have to write
for them.
Essays and shit.
They should be
now,
teaching them legitimately, like, here's learn how to fucking,
Well, my son's
iPad.
In kindergarten, and one of the, I think, 3 days a week, they do computer programming.
Yeah.
I'm like, God
really?
Damn,
that's
got
like
a big
that.
Brain on YouTube. Yeah.
Dude, my kid picked up a Nintendo Switch and is playing Minecraft and shit, and like, I played video games growing up. I loved Nintendo 64. I was one of those kids.
Different animal.
And
dude.
I used to be able to like pick up any controller on any station and play whatever.
Figure it out.
And now I'm like, you know, he's like, can you do this? Can you help me, Dad? I'm like, I can't do it. And then within a couple of weeks, he's hitting both the L's and the R's. He's, you know, moving his head while he's moving the body. He scrolls through all the things he has in his backpack to pull out a fucking bow and arrow. He's four.
The problem is now, too, like when I was a kid, my dad would be like, hey, you going to be a loser that lives with your dad all your life and play video games? I'm like, yeah, good point. I better get outside and play football. Now I tell my kid, I'm like, hey, dumbass, you just can play video games all night? He's like, bitch. Do you know Ninja?
Yeah.
I make $40 million a year. You broke,
I'm like,
bitch.
Son, put down the homework and go play video games.
Shouldn't you be playing video games
over here? God damn!
Start a YouTube channel, little bastard. Get on TikTok.
I mean, but that's the blueprint, right? Thick Boy Networks, Thick Boy Studios, or Networks? What is it?
Thick Boy Studios. Yeah, Networks seems a little. Take it easy.
Are you gonna? Well, that's why I ask. I guess it's not really a network yet. Are you gonna try to? Like have other talent under you and shit.
See that
like,
that's where it is a network because I do like, have. I'm like a fucking Alley Cat version Barstool because we do have other shows on the network. Like, you know, Chappelle Lacey has his own show, Chappelle's World. Mark Harley has his own show. We have this other young fitness guy has his own show. So those are in the network, and then I have really so many like UFC fighters have reached out who are starting podcasts and want to come under the Thick Boy Network. So it's balancing that and trying to figure it out.
Water it down.
When you build the network, are you thinking of covering other topics or are you just like,
no, I would love to.
Are you just like, this guy's funny, this person's funny?
If they're a talent, I'm in. We'll figure it out.
It doesn't matter any kind
no.
of topic.
I think we, because, you know, with Firing the Kid and King this thing, we cover everything. And then my stuff with, like, Food Truck Diary and The Shop Show, like, that's so fight heavy. Mm. But you get a mix of everything. And now my comedy special's on there, so you're hoping, you know, to be honest, it's like, you know, with Barstool, like, yeah, you guys cover sports, but then there's comedy and there's this shit. And so I'm down for whatever, man.
We did have that for a while. I feel like we were trying to branch out and do, like, cover everything. And then I feel like now we don't anymore. But like now I don't think we have a basketball or a baseball show.
Oh, Barstool as a whole or us?
Barstool as a whole.
No, you guys have football. You have that hockey show, right?
And football and hockey. Hockey, I mean, those guys are a monster. Spit and Chicklets is taking
Are they?
Over the,
oh. Yeah.
They have, I mean, they just had Wayne Gretzky on the podcast. It's like,
Jesus Christ.
Paul Bissonnette is like the Pat McAfee of hockey. Like, monster personality. Everybody loves him. He's now works on TNT. He's kind of like the Charles Barkley of hockey.
That's amazing, man.
And he's like, you know, yucking it up with fucking
Wayne
Gretzky.
And I love to see it, dude. Yeah. I fucking love to see it.
But what's funny, and those guys know it, and I've talked to them, and I think they know it. They're better when they're not talking about hockey. The same way I think you're better when you're not talking about fighting.
Yes.
Like, when you're just talking about funny shit. And then because you get the non-sports fans, and you get girls involved, old people, young people.
Agree.
And it's like, talk about just funny shit where I don't really want to hear about, you know, the... Sometimes I want to hear about the X's and O's of fighting.
It's a fine line because also like with my Calabas fight campaign and that came from, you know, Joe Rogan, Brian Callen, Eddie Bravo and I would do that. It was my favorite show to do. Then Joe moved to Austin and I called him. I was like, dude, the one thing I missed out of everything we've ever done together was the fight command. Those were the best. I didn't realize it, but that was the best time of my life. He's like, I agree, man. I go, I'll fly to Austin, dude. We'll figure out the fights that you're not working. I'll fly to Austin. He's like, dude, I love you. I'm just too busy, man. I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, no,
I'm on Spotify. Like, it's just not what I do. He's like, why don't you do it? And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, dude, do what the fuck you want. That's your show. And I was like, say less.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
so we started Calabas Fight Companion. But that's tough. Like, you know, we'll have Chris on there and, you know, Jeff Dye and all these guys and then some fighters. It's a fine line of, like, covering the fights, talking about the fights, and then just having fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people are like, well, I need more X's and O's.
Yeah, we get the
fight. I need
the
more.
Fight, dude, the fight crowd. MMA
Bro,
crowd.
They got so mad at me the other day.
Why?
Dude, so there's this guy. He's a security guard at MSG. This is going to be hard to explain. But we have this guy here, Stu Finer. He's a maniac, older guy. Had this huge party this weekend.
He was the original, like, call 1-900 to get gambling picks back in, like, the 80s and 90s.
Like,
what's he do here?
What's his gambling.
Yeah,
he does. You ever seen Two for the Money?
Show. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
show Two for the Money, the movie Two for the Money
yeah.
with McConaughey? That's about Stu Finer.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Does he look like Matthew McConaughey?
He's Pacino.
No, sir.
Right? He's Pacino.
Oh, he's Pacino.
Yeah, but he does not look like a movie star.
Yeah.
Love Stu.
But anyway.
I figured that, though.
But you know, he's this larger-than-life personality that everybody knows, including this one security guard.
And so Dave tweeted a picture of the security guard the other night at the Serrano fight. And he's like, this guy just asked me about Stu. And I quote tweeted because Kevin and I went to the MSG UFC card. And I was like, this was our security guard too. He at the and I said the Covington versus Ngannou fight. and I meant Covington versus Usman.
Oh.
But people were fucking like, and they're still in my mentions. Like, they're like, are you an idiot? Are you the dumbest fucking guy alive? Do you know what a weight class is? I was like, dude,
Jesus Christ.
I casually like UFC. I'm not a huge. Like,
I mean, if anything, it's a little racist. Yeah. But other than that, like, you're not strong enough to stay.
It's not racist. They look. Nagano's the only guy I know. I saw Jackass Forever. I was like, that's the guy I saw fight.
Yeah.
That crowd does that, man. It's like,
but remember why that crowd does that. Remember that crowd. I don't mean to interrupt you. The reason why the crowd does that, like, remember, MMA started online, like Sheardog, like they're the forum kids. So that fan base is the best, internet, and then also very toxic. Yeah. There's no middle ground.
Right.
You're either
like
the
all
best
fan bases,
or the
though.
Worst.
No,
like
it's true.
Not really. Like,
but like soccer and hockey and some of the lesser popular fight sports are always like so mad. Like, why do you watch the NBA? The NBA sucks. You should watch this. And then when you do watch it and talk about it and maybe get something wrong, or maybe you have a casual opinion, they're like, fucking get out of here. Don't watch my sport.
Yeah.
It's like, well, what,
you don't know
what
shit about this.
Right.
Like, all right.
You're right. Sure. You told me to watch it last week.
Kevin McHale. I don't fucking know, dude. Yeah, I've watched the game, man. Yeah. I thought it'd be fun. Yeah.
But I think most sports fans, we've kind of talked about this before, too, where like guys, it's historically have like teased women for watching reality TV. Like, oh, how do you care about this? I think that's what guys like the most about sports. It's not the X's and O's. It's the storylines and the drama behind.
It's
like
a male soap opera. That's why WWE's so big.
Yeah. Right.
And in like the big prize fights, the McGregor fights and shit, it's all like, oh, did you hear what he said about his wife?
It's a story. It's a reality show.
And then we'll watch the fight, but there's got to be all the juicy, salacious gossip, which is like Kim K and all that
shit. And that's the best thing. Like, that build-up, that reality show, which it basically is, to your point, like, that build-up makes people buy the fight. It's very rare that fight lives up to that hype.
Yeah.
And then you're kind of like, oh, where? Because, like, WWE.
Because everyone can talk about the drama of it. Not very, 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 very few people can talk about the X's and O's of it. Mm-hmm. Like, there's, I mean, that's a 1% maybe.
Correct.
Right?
Oh, not, I mean, that's probably the rarest thing.
That's,
you know,
like,
actual analysts who know what they're talking about.
We were at the Super Bowl.
I barely know.
Dude,
I fake it.
We were at the Super Bowl in Minnesota, and we were out with some CBS producers and some of my friends who worked for CBS, and they were asking about our podcast. And they're like, do you guys talk about sports? And we're like, we kind of, you know, we touch on it, but like, not like you guys do. Like, we don't know what the fuck we're talking about with like X's and O's of football. And these are the producers of like whatever they call it, on whatever the NFL Sunday show is. And they go, just so you know, neither does anyone talking about it. Like,
yeah,
they're like,
nobody knows.
They play college football.
In there.
They don't know fucking NFL football.
No,
it's a completely
yeah.
different sport at
yeah.
that stage.
Yeah, but you know, I did this Super Bowl show. It was on Thick Boy Network, but also I think like Verizon and Mike Tyson's thing. So it was. This is the most Hollywood story I have for you. Originally, the boys from Bustin' with the Boys were going to come out and do the Super Bowl companion with me. I was going to do a Super Bowl companion at Thick Boy. Me and Will are super close. So we talk every week, right? So he was going to come out and do the Super Bowl fight companion at Thick Boy in Calabasas. And then they were playing out. They're giving me shit. They're playing out. Then I get this offer from Verizon, Mike Tyson's team, like, hey, we would love to do the Super Bowl companion, but we want it with Mike Tyson and Daniel Cormier and Brandon Marshall, and it's going to be at Lenny Kravitz's house. It's Verizon, all this shit.
It's Mad Libs.
And we can
insert names.
We can broadcast on Thick Boy, but it also has to be on Verizon Mike Tyson's channel. I'm like, yeah, say less. And then you go, and we're also going to pay you this much to do it. And I was like, oh, man, Will and Taylor are banking on this. So I call them like, hey, fellas. And they're like, you son of a bitch, man. They gave me shit when I went on there, but I did that until that point. Like, I played college football, had a, you know, I literally peeked behind the curtains in the NFL with the Buffalo Bills, but I don't know NFL football, man. Like, I don't know X's and O's, but I was the host of it. I was the one that had to keep it moving, throw to commercials, do all the ad reads, and make sure I teed people up. And you realize, like, everyone's full of shit. So it's like, DC, he's a football fan.
Right.
He don't know football. Brandon Marshall, he knows, like, what the receiver's feeling like,
right,
but,
yeah,
you know, he's drinking tequila, getting wild, and then Mike Tyson's there on shrooms having fun. So it's like, dude,
that was a goddamn circus.
Dude, I was so stressed.
That sounds like a dream. Yo, I had the craziest dream, man. I was at the Super Bowl with Mike Tyson, Brandon Marshall. You know, like, that's just throw the name
out
there,
man. Dude. Nutsos.
But, yeah, and people just, they don't even, you know, you can ask them a question, and they'll be like, yeah, you know, that is interesting. But what I, you know, but the receivers, are, and they just pivot to what they do know. You
yeah,
know?
I mean,
you don't even have to answer the questions
like,
or talk about what the topic is. You just, as long as you say it professional and
Nobody. Yeah, I cares. Think if you had like, you know, like fucking Saban on or some shit like that, he would know what the fuck he's talking about.
And, but that, and it would
those
be
guys
so
are so
boring.
Boring.
It would be so boring. It would be crazy.
That's if you why, had, when Bill I listen Belichick, to Boomer Esiason, when he talks, like, I know he knows what he's talking about, but he also knows how to just like not be boring about it and talk about the other storylines. Everybody who seems to know the X's and O's just talks X's and O's.
Right.
And the people who don't have the information when you can
nobody when wants you can to hear blend the it. But that's what my favorite is Tony Romo. Because he's
I'm sick of him though.
No, I agree. He got paid so much money, but my favorite thing about Tony Romo is he's spoils everything because you don't know what's going to happen every play. But this motherfucker knows football so well. He'll look at the defense and then like, oh, they're going to he goes,
right?
They're going to throw a slant route, and they throw it like, dude, I don't need to know this shit.
You are
man.
Paying attention to how many times he doesn't get it though.
Really?
Yeah,
because
he doesn't.
When he does do it, it's a home run, and people are like, "Oh, did you see that?" And then there'll be like five in a row where it's just like, "Nope, that's not."
Oh,
what
I would you're actually a glass half empty guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Welcome to KFC Radio. We're finally getting here.
Oh, you guys are haters. Okay.
Of course, he's great.
I actually think I would be interested to see the breakdown because and that's actually kind of goes to what we were talking about earlier with like the different style broadcast. Like once the ManningCast happened, that's all I watch. I don't watch money.
Really.
I don't watch. I love the ManningCast. I think Peyton and Eli are fucking hilarious, and I think Peyton hits at a higher rate than Tony Romo does at predicting.
Agree.
The
problem is it's on Zoom.
I agree. Yeah.
Who the fuck does I do three Zooms?
How come those two brothers don't get together?
I guess because pandemic.
I think they want to set a precedent, being like,
you
dude,
don't have to be.
Yeah, like we don't because like
they want the least.
We don't need the fucking money. Boys.
No, they want the least work possible. Right. So like, I mean, if you want to set up my living room, I'll do it real quick.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
I agree. They're good.
I don't need a job.
There's definitely a better way to do it though.
To me, I'm not even. I wouldn't even be thinking about the money. Like, to me, the same reason I don't want to do this podcast over Zoom is, like, it's a better product.
I refuse to admit.
Yeah.
Like, in the pandemic, it was like, well, this is what it is, man. Like, Zoom. I refuse to do Zoom because
so
I can't – I need to feel the vibes.
And what sucks is now that it's ending – celebrities have felt like, well, now we can do Zoom, and it's like, come on.
Oh, then you ain't coming on.
And to me, I mean, it's like, you know, if I couldn't get you any other way, if I'm talking to, you know, Mike Tyson or somebody huge, all right, but I'm not doing just like the average Joe on Zoom.
No, I hate
it. Sucks.
I absolutely hate it, man.
We got used to it, we thought we got used to it, and then as soon as it was gone, I was like, no, never mind.
We got used to it. Then we did an in-person guest and went back to a Zoom. I'm like,
it's
oh, fuck,
so much better. Mind, yeah. But this Zoom and this culture, like people want to stay at home now, and they're in their fucking sweats, and they're like, no, I'm more productive. I'm like, no, you're just lazy, bitch.
Right.
Like, pandemic's over, man. Let's get going,
bro.
Dude.
Easy. Okay.
That's
easy.
You.
Now, you know, we had a business meeting the other day, and somebody said, "Oh, you guys look like you're back in the office with the background." And we were like, "Yeah, we've been back for a while now. We went back early."
Yeah,
and
dude, July 2020, we were back.
So we said,
"Good for you."
We said we've been back since July 2020. He goes, "Oh, coming up on a year." We stopped. We were out for like 3 months, and then we came back.
Because my own studio and everything, I never stopped.
Just kept going.
Take any
you have
time.
Your own.
Nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
And it was probably fine, right? People got it here and there, but it was.
I mean,
like
I've had
problem.
All three variants.
Yeah.
I've only had the one. I only got the Omicron.
Delta, Omicron, this new one I had. I had the original COVID-19.
You're getting that first edition shit.
What's that new shit?
The new one that was like, it kind of.
There's one after Omicron?
Yeah.
It's a variant of it.
There's one like right now.
Also known as the flu. But the thing is people are going to hate that. But the thing is I've had all three. So my antibodies, dude, I'll lick your asshole right now. I don't give a fuck.
Don't
threaten me. I'm telling you, I can do whatever I want. I'll lick the fucking subway. I'm like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle, man. I don't give a fuck, dude.
Ooh,
yeah. And none of it really, you know, and again, to each their own, it fucked a lot of people up, man. And some people passed away, and I get all that. But for me as an individual, I was fine, man. Mm-hmm. I tore it all through the pandemic and all like that.
Did you?
I'm super blessed, but I did wear your mask when you have to. I did it, and I got all three variants.
Yeah.
And brought it home. It's a nightmare.
I brought
it. So what you're saying is you were absolutely wildly reckless and got everybody sick.
Yeah.
When I went to – when I got Omicron, I went to – me and my friends have like this weekend. We get away.
Where do you go, Nantucket or some shit?
Martha's Vineyard, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You knew.
Yeah, no, I know. No, I know. I knew this. Yeah, no, I'm proud of you, man. Listen, don't let them shame you for being rich as shit, man. Own that shit, man. You didn't earn it, but you did. You know, you were born into
it.
Yeah.
And it's just like, we go in the winter, intentionally, so there's no one there, and we just get to fucking get drunk in the house.
Yeah.
And this is the first year ever like that some of my friends had kids and shit like that. So I showed up late. because I was coming from New York.
Yeah, paint the picture. I bet the diversity is great. I bet it's like Mexicans, blacks, Asians. Am I right on that? Or let me get
the United Nations.
Hey, or is it a Trump rally during a snowstorm?
It's not a Trump rally, but everyone is white. Yeah.
And everyone's too comfortable with the N-word around each other. Yeah.
We did watch Shane Gillis on that weekend.
There you go.
I was like, this guy's funny.
Yeah, he's the best. The best.
But the second day, I was like, I got a little scratch in my throat. And I thought it was because I put on a sweater for the first time in a while.
Yeah,
and
he,
I got
he
sweater
has this
throat.
Idea that he has... Have you ever heard of sweater throat?
Sweater throat's a thing, man.
Never heard of it.
Yeah,
like
when you
get
put
your
on
sweaters out of the closet from like the past season, that you get a sore throat.
That's a rich thing.
It's because it's your winter clothes have been put away. They got a little dusty, so when you put them on now, you get a little scratch.
Oh, that's such a rich thing. No, he's like, man, you ever break out in hives when your Rolex doesn't fit right? No.
It's called the Lamborghini flu. You start driving around, you get a little ear infection.
In the winter, you ever take a break from your Lamborghini and then you start getting like a blister on your lip? Like, I think you have herpes, dude.
So you're right. It turned out to be Omicron, and I gave it to everybody.
Really?
And it was like,
yeah.
My
that shit's
like,
so contagious.
My friend's like, dude, we have our kids here. Why did you just come? And
dude,
I was like,
you didn't know.
It was actually, I was one time I was responsible. I did get tested before I went to make sure. And no, I guess got a false.
It's all
negative,
dice. Like
I
when I first got it, same thing. I was like, because I do rogue nicotine. I go through a can a day, and I was flying back from San Antonio. I remember I was doing a show, and I was in the green room, and it was packed. There's people everywhere. And this is the height of fucking COVID-19. Everyone's scared. You know, the purge is happening. There's lockdowns. Like, it's Russia. Fucking crazy. I was we're in the green room. And it's wild. And I just looked at my buddy, my open. I go, we're definitely in COVID, dude. Look at this shit. Joking around. I'm flying back on the plane, and I ran out of my nicotine, which I never do. I always have this fanny pack, like, you know.
Like you're
like
a frat
Mary
pledge.
Styles. Yeah, Mary Styles. So without the dress. So I'm in the fucking, I ran out of nicotine. And, you know, the flight from San Antonio to California, about halfway through, I'm like, oh, man, I feel terrible. I'm like, what the fuck? I feel awful. I'm like, oh, it's because I don't have my nicotine. That's why, dude.
Going through withdrawals.
So I get home. I rush to the fucking 7-Eleven, buy my nicotine, put it in. I'm like, oh, I still feel terrible. But even then, I'm like, oh, dude, you went too long. These are withdrawals. You're an addict. 3 days later, I'm pounding the nicotine, dude.
This is crazier than sweater throat.
Yeah. Dude, yeah, this is some real garbage shit, man. Yeah. So I keep pounding the nicotine. And then finally, I put it in. I can't taste it. I'm like, what the fuck is happening right now? And then I was like, oh, fuck, I got COVID, dude. I can't taste or smell anything. And
you're
so
having a bowl of nicotine and eating
dude,
tobacco.
Dude, here's the thing. This
I got
how you
three
know.
Patches on my neck.
Dude, yeah. Put an IV of nicotine. Dude, that's how you know I'm fat at heart. I still, even though I couldn't taste or smell the food, I still ate fat. I'm getting queso burritos.
I remember thinking.
Pizzas.
I wish that happened to me. And we do a lot of answer the internet. We're going to go do it in a minute.
Right.
Where one of them is about like if you lose the sense of taste. And I'm like, I would love that because then I would eat healthy and it wouldn't matter. But I know so many people when they lost their taste for this, they were like, I kept trying to taste something.
I got fat.
So I would get the ice cream and then I would get the cake and then, I can't even taste the brownies. Oh, I can't even, you know, and they just kept eating more and more and more. So you got fat.
I don't really have a sense of taste. I can taste things. It's not like I don't taste things, but I always say that my sense of taste is not as strong as other people's. It can't.
Why?
Be. I don't know. It just can't be.
Since you're a kid?
Because I just don't love food the way people love food. I kind of am more of like, it's just fuel kind of deal.
Then why aren't you shredded?
This is my point. It doesn't matter. It's just like.
Well, okay.
It's
all right.
The looks
this
of it.
This is one of the things.
It's the looks of it. It's the ease of it.
But you also eat a shit ton of Sour Patch Kids and candy and chocolate and stuff.
That's addiction to sugar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So you don't taste those?
I mean, I taste them. Like I said, I taste them. I'm not arguing. I have no taste. I taste them.
Just not like other people.
I don't think my sense of taste.
Bro,
is
you ready for a cheat code? Yeah, this is a cheat code with sugar because you're talking about a real sugar addict.
A
like
true,
my parents were like, whatever you want to do. Yeah. I'm like, I'm gonna eat a pack of Dunkaroos every day. Yeah. They're like, that makes sense. Eat the whole box, dude. I'm like, say less.
Yeah.
So I had all the cavities. So now at 38. I haven't been in dentist, I don't know,
dude,
15 years.
You want to talk about cavities? Real quick, sorry to interrupt.
Go ahead.
I was born, my baby teeth didn't have enamel on them, and I had the sugar addiction even then. So I would regularly have to get my teeth ripped out of my fucking head.
You're a dirtball. You're a dirtball from birth.
Like, I'd have to go to a specialist, and they'd have to just get a wrench and just rip my fucking tooth out.
How are you not Jeffrey Dahmer at this
stage? He is. He's like so close to being a serial killer. Yeah, like, this is another
one of those
stories.
He
says these things every couple weeks, and I'm like,
you know this. I've said this.
You used to get your teeth ripped out. No,
ripped.
Did you guys know this one?
I went to a specialist. This is a new one. A special dentist in Bridgewater, Mass.
Never
I think.
Told this
where
one.
Where they'd rip your teeth out?
Of course you're a fucking.
I mean, they
depressed sociopath. You got teeth ripped out of your head when you were a kid.
It would just always like I was like a young kid, and they just like strap me down and just rip teeth out of my head.
Hey, hold on. You need to hear this, man. I am so sorry.
It's not your fault.
Have you gotten to therapy?
It's not your fault.
Have you ever gotten to therapy?
I've been molested 5 times.
Joke or no?
No.
Really?
It's fucking gray areas.
Like babysitters are made.
I'll tell you, gray.
Teachers have rubbed him.
Give it to me. I'll tell you right now. That's a new game. Was I molested or not?
It's not like
no one touched me. Teachers would touch me and
touch you where?
Like in class, like they come rub earlobes, big earlobes. They'd like come behind me, like it was my science teacher.
So they're not like
school.
Sucking dick, but if a teacher is rubbing, if I saw a teacher doing this to a little kid, I'd be like, "You're molesting."
I'd beat
him.
His ass.
Yeah. So enough that you would have.
But also, like a little back rub, like ear.
Not too bad. Dude.
It feels good.
And, he was older.
Yeah, he was an older guy. He had real hairy ears, though. If I find out he's dead for sure, I'll say his
name. Okay, real quick, the audience have heard this one, but your father now, right? I've heard you talk about your kid. You raise him. You're hands on, right? Especially sports and everything.
Mm-hmm.
A man, an old man, used to come out of the woods. He had lived in a house next to like a forest, basically, a wooded area. He came out of the woods.
Is this him or you?
Okay, a friend of mine. No, it's him. Come out of the woods, knock on the door, and be like, "Can John come out and play catch?"
How old is this guy?
Old, mind you. He had a cane. He was a portly fit gentleman. With he actually looked very much like Ben Franklin.
Okay,
he was a portly gentleman with a cane who was baldy up top and had a long ponytail. He was also my baseball coach. So he would wear his jersey to come knock on my door.
No kid on the team.
Played on the Minnesota
baseball
Twins.
Coach with not a child on the team.
We were twins. Fall River played up.
What's the question?
So he.
Hold on.
Ask John.
I've seen First 48 way too many times.
So
case solved.
His mom is like, "John Henry, come on out and play catch. Have a catch with this guy." His father comes home from work and sees what's going on. He's like, "The fuck is going on here? Like, get off my property, honey.
Yeah.
Why are you letting John play catch?"
It wasn't the first time we'd played catch. We'd played a couple of catches before.
Catch those nuts in your mouth. Dude, what?
Yeah, he got like fucked in the woods
and he
blocked
normal.
It out.
Yeah, he might have blocked it out. But
it's, I don't remember.
And you didn't have teeth?
I don't remember it.
And you don't have teeth? That's a fucking pedophile's dream, dude.
The guy you played catch with ripping your teeth out? It's
holy.
The only one
old man in a jersey?
Yeah, dude, he rocked the Minnesota Twins jersey everywhere. Like everywhere,
that man,
it wasn't a Minnesota Twins jersey. It was our little league team, T-ball team.
Even creepier.
Yeah,
we didn't know that part. That's weird.
Oh yeah. No,
I matched the little boys.
It wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't like an official Twins jersey. It was just our, you know, kind of like the BP jerseys they wear.
Yeah. No, I get
it.
Kind
of one of those type deals.
I mean,
you need BetterHelp.com promo code Shab.
The worst one was the babysitter. That was the closest to an actual molestation.
The babysitter was not making him watch porn.
She made me watch porn with her all the time.
Which is how old were you?
I was young, but she was hot. It was one of those where I was like, "This is fucking dope."
That's the thing.
But it is.
It's not. Like, we can all ask guys, like, "Oh, you're a hot babysitter, made you watch porn." Cool. When you're like too young, that's fucked.
How give me the age here.
Let's say 9.
Too young.
I was gonna say 9 to 11. I was gonna say 9 to 11. Does not.
Oh, you.
It's still too young.
I'd be on your current events, but I see Shab got arrested. Man, look at his mugshot, man. He looks hot, dude. He's gonna thrive in prison, man. He's finally gonna be able to fuck all those guys and not be judged.
I coached my son's little league game this past weekend. It's not even a game. It's so young. But as I'm like, you know, there's girls on the team, there's little boys on the team. They get a hit. I'm like, high five? Can I? I don't.
You're not slapping asses anymore.
And like one kid, like a couple kids, really can't swing the bat. So I'm trying to do that thing where you're
behind them.
Yeah. And I'm like, can I even do it? I can't believe I'm even worrying about this.
You shouldn't be though, man. Don't let that shit get to you. But I'm
like,
the kids
stop touching my daughter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. But no, you got molested, my man.
But anyway,
but long story short, you got molested, buddy.
Dude, and you said that the exact way, fucking. Rude Jude said it. Oh, yeah. Kevin told a story to Rujus once, and Rujus goes, he goes, you got molested, dog.
I mean, this is a no-brainer.
Open and shut
and then, yeah, and then the trauma from getting your teeth ripped out.
It's crazy.
Again, how are you not fucking Richard Ramirez at this point, dude? Like, God bless you.
He gets it out on the podcast. It could be way worse.
Maybe.
If you think about it,
maybe, I'm like the fucking... It the way I act is a blessing to the world.
Absolutely.
Like, yeah, I have excuses to act way worse than how I act.
You don't have any, anger issues or anything?
None. Well, yeah, I snap.
And he's wildly depressed.
You have depression?
I have pretty significant depression. But like,
I'm sorry, man.
Anger like is that I'll snap occasionally.
Do you take medication? You don't have to talk about it if you don't want to.
No, I don't.
Really?
I have tried it and I didn't. It wasn't.
Yeah, it makes you not funny, right?
Yeah. I wouldn't say not funny. It just makes me not fun.
Yeah, like life is like gray.
I didn't really care for it. I did it like very briefly.
Married?
No.
You're single?
Yeah. What is that?
We gotta do some work, my guy. I don't know what the health benefits are at Barstool, but
it's actually pretty good.
I'm worried about you, man. Yeah. No, I know we don't know each other, but
this is our therapy. I think we get it all out.
I agree.
That's not an excuse, but it's not therapy. We need real help.
You might want to talk to somebody, man. And not the two of us. Yeah. I mean, because I think he's like, it's not a big deal, dude. I get my teeth ripped out when I was a kid every day.
I mean, it wasn't by a fucking guy in an alley. Like,
and then a guy
that
looked like Ben Franklin with a jersey on would touch my wiener. But listen, bro.
We got to make another cartoon.
Bro, that's not even the fucking tip of the iceberg.
Yeah, things get
worse as I get older. This is some mix of like the Andrea Doria with also like Charlie Kelly.
Yeah, yeah.
There's more. Let's be honest. There's more abuse in your life.
Yo, buddy.
Bro, the worst of it has probably happened in the last year. Let's wrap up on that note.
Let's finish this show.
Let's go do Answer the Internet.
God, how are you normal?
I'm not.
You're such a nice guy.
I actually
man.
Am pretty normal. Like, I'm going to give myself a little credit.
Trust me,
normal.
Bubba, I'm in comedy. So I can feel darkness.
There's
real dark. And yes, I can,
this room
trust
is
me, I can feel it. Like, my radar for that darkness, yeah, man.
That's the nicest thing someone's ever said to me.
Yeah, I'm grateful that I don't suffer from it. Thank fucking God. I probably should. And when CT kicks in, I'm sure I'll have it. So enjoy me right now. About 4 years to do this. So, but you need help.
Bro.
Hey, bottom line is you need help, man. And it ain't from me and Kevin.
All right. Let's
Thank
go
God
in.
You
let's,
turned out normal. Dude.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let's normal go to Answer the Internet. But we got Thick Boy Studios is the YouTube.
YouTube's just Thick Boy. The special, the Gringo Poppy's on there. It's 30 minutes of me lighting up my Latin family. And self-shot. Obviously wrote myself. My team edited it, shot it, everything all self-made, man. So go check it out right now.
And then you got all the other shows or what? Where
everything
we
else.
Right,
everything on Thick Boy. Then King the Sting in the Wing with Chris D'Elia, Theo Vaughn. You got Finding the Cure with Brian Callen. You got Food Truck Diaries on there.
It's crazy.
You got all sorts
the
of
hardest,
shit.
The hardest working man in the game.
Thanks, brother. And then I'm on tour this weekend. I'm in Charlotte Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Whole new hour. It's the Trash Panda tour. Whole new hour. And then I'm in Philly after that.
Beautiful, man. Right?
Yep. Appreciate you guys, man.
Thank you, brother.
Let's go get you help.